Connecticut sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Unbalanced eye with Cremose to the deep man. And they'll fake the toss sweep. Want to throw to Carlson again. He's covered over the middle. Wide open is Rutt into the end zone. Touchdown. Great job by Jonas Lovin to look down his first receiver who was covered. Come to his second receiver who was standing on the goal line smack dab in the middle of the field.
Tonight, it's a week two battle from Cooper Field, Minden, as the Whippets welcome in the Fillmore Central Panthers. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
So Minden will line up and go for it. Fourth and inches here at the 26-yard line of Sandy Creek. 10-minute of the box for the Cougars. It is going to be a fullback dive, and Quinn Rutt has it, and he breaks free. They try to strip it. Rutt gets into the secondary and goes in for the touchdown. Quinn Rutt or John Riggins? I couldn't tell. It's 26 yards.
Both teams are coming off opening night losses and looking to get their first victory of the season here in week two. It's the Panthers and Whippets coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cooper Field, Minden with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
School football season on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight, the Minden Whippets welcome in the Panthers of Fillmore Central. Both are looking for their first win of the season in their second game of the year. The first game for Minden, they got off to a good start here at home last week against Grand Island Central Catholic. It was a one-point game going into halftime at 20-19, but that's where all the play kind of stopped for Minden, with Shannon Lovin now as the first-year coach taking over for Sam Dunn, who has moved on in an administrative level and left Minden. But it was a blistering in the second half by Grand Island Central Catholic, outscoring Minden 34-0 and winning the football game 54-19. For Fillmore Central, they were playing a tough David City ball club who had already played in week zero. So it was one of those where David City had played the first week and then Fillmore Central was playing their first game. David City got off to a good start. Fillmore Central was able to get a couple of touchdowns in the third quarter, but was playing from two scores behind the whole night. And the final score ended up being 35-12 in favor of David City. So both teams 0-1. Both teams did some good things in their opening night contest, but have improvement to do, as you'll hear from both of the coaches here in Ryan Comenda of Fillmore Central and Shannon Lovin from Whippetland here in Minden. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits. Of course, there's plenty of football tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Blue Hill is at Donovan Trumbull. On the AM dial, ESPN 1460 has Kearney Catholic at St. Paul. ESPN 1550 has Alliance at Hastings High. And 1230 AM KHAS has Adams Central playing Wilbur Claytonia. All those games also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coaches, starting with Coach Comenda of Fillmore Central right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Friday night football. And I
going to have to be honest here. I'm not sure that during a regular season I've seen the Fillmore Central Panthers play, and we're going to get a chance to do that tonight against Minden. And head coach Ryan Kometa joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And, Coach, you're kind of like Minden in some aspects that you have some kids back, but both teams started 0-1 in their opening game, so you're still looking for some improvement here in week two. First off, thanks for the time, and tell us a little bit about what happened in game one against David City.
We got off to first quarter. We had great field position, had a great opening drive, and then we coughed up the ball a few times, which kind of gave them a little momentum. We got a little tired in the second quarter. So we ended, you know, theoretically we could have been ahead 14-0, and we go into half down 14-0. We came out strong in the third quarter and scored, and then we gave up a couple big plays. We gave up a 99-yard kickoff return and an 81-yard option, and kind of blew some assignments on those. But we played hard throughout the game, and just unfortunate how it ended up. But we've had a good week of practice, and we're looking forward to get back on the field.
What have you seen this week in practice? We're going to talk with Coach Lovin about the same thing here in just a minute. What were you looking for, and what have you been pleased with this week?
Oh, just kind of our personnel packages are kind of coming together more on offense, on what we're going to do as far as which kids are in the game for certain situations, and just kind of getting the routine of who's taking what spot. We've really worked on special teams a lot to shore up those mistakes we made on that, you know. And we missed two extra points, we missed two field goals, so we worked hard on those. You know, those are important points to get during a game, so we worked hard on that this week.
We're talking here with Fillmore Central head football coach Ryan Kometa. You ran a lot of different kids in the first week against David City. And, of course, for the fans out there, when they come to the game tonight, if they're Minden fans, they're probably going to recognize what you guys are doing offensively. But fill the folks in on what it is you guys like to do.
Oh, we like a mixture. And we got, you know, five or six very, very good skilled players that we like to mix in and get them on the field and you know, kind of share the ball around. We can line up and run it, and we can get in our spread set and throw it. We can run out of our spread set. We got a lot of options, and it kind of depends what works and what doesn't. You know, the main thing is just to, you know, take care of the ball and don't give Minden a short field. And obviously, you know, on the other side, we gotta stop their weapons.
Looks like both teams may have given up some big plays last week, Minden with Central Catholic, and as you stated, with David City. So take me through the defense. Where are the young kids, and where are the spots that they need to shore up?
Our secondary is pretty veteran in Kurt Karcher. He's been starting since a sophomore. Xavier Bridges played a lot last year as a sophomore. Dylan Graham's a senior. He kind of was hurt a little bit last year in the beginning of the season, but he's a veteran. Our linebacking crew, you know, is pretty veteran. We got a few seniors starting, and then a junior, and then our defensive line is led by Trevor Adams and Jared Hendricks up front and in the middle, and then defensive ends, Danny Loski's a senior, and Devin Thompson.
Talking here with the head football coach at Fillmore Central, Ryan Kometa, as they get ready to take on Minden. Minden's got a new head football coach in Shannon Lovin, so you've seen one tape. Anything that is going to be vastly different than what you saw last year?
Oh, you know, we had to defend the double wing last year, and, you know, they didn't show that last week. They were spread out all over, and they still like to run it. Very impressed with their running back and their quarterback. Look like they're very good athletes. So we have to contain those two guys for sure, and you know, we don't want to give up the big play, you know, as far as that's concerned, and just take it play by play.
Made it through that first week unscathed. Everybody in pretty good shape going into this one?
Yes, yes.
Let's take a look at, I'm always interested to find out maybe where you see the advantage in this football game. Each coach is going to look at the film and go, you know what, maybe we're a little bit better in this area. Do you have that feeling about your team in any one certain area for this game?
No, I think we can throw the ball effectively, our short passing game and our deep ball. I think if we, you know, sub our backs in and keep them fresh, you know, we can have a lot of speed. We can get out to the perimeter on them. And defensively, you know, like I said, we want to contain that Quinn Rutt, the running back, and try and get some pressure on the quarterback when they're throwing in their deuce set and their trip set. And then, of course, you know, be sound on the special teams and don't make a mistake there.
Looks like Minden has themselves a kicker. As far as special teams go, there's more than just a kicker. There's kick return, there's blocking, there's punting, there's extra points. Give us the highlights of your special teams.
Lance Eichelberger will be doing our punting, very consistent. Our foreign exchange student, Tim, from Germany, he'll be doing our kickoffs. Last week, like I said, he's typically been getting them into the end zone, but he left one at the one-yard line. That's where they ran her back. And then he's going to take over our extra point and field goal duties. And you know, on a nice day, he can hit them from 50 yards.
Always nice to have that weapon in your back pocket just in case you need it. And obviously both teams with the schedule that you guys have to play, important game tonight to get some confidence early in the season for your kids.
Yeah, sure is, sure is. You know, we want to play well, and, you know, we'll let the outcome take care of itself. But I want to definitely play well and not make the mistakes that we made last year and, you know, see an improvement.
All right, Ryan. Well, we'll let you get back to work and look forward to a good football game tonight. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
All right, you're welcome.
That is Ryan Komenda, head football coach of the Fillmore Central Panthers. We'll be back and chat with Shannon Lovin, head coach of the Minden Whippets, as Friday Night Football continues here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready for Friday Night Football, Minden and Fillmore Central. And we're pleased to welcome Minden coach Shannon Lovin, who, of course, we've talked to many times in a variety of different sports, but most recently, obviously, basketball at Minden, but now taking over for Coach Dunn, who has moved on from Minden and one game under their belt. So we want to find out what's going on with the Whippets. And, Coach, thanks for giving us the time here. And I guess let's start right there. How has the transition been? You've been on the staff, but now you're the man in charge of the football team. How's that gone for you up to the starting point last week?
I think the transition overall has been pretty smooth. We kept all the assistant coaches, so we're the same group except for Coach Dunn from last year. And so that aspect, everything's went pretty smooth. I had a little bit of difficulty with new offense and maybe some new techniques, but overall it's went well.
As far as the X and O things, what do Minden fans, what will I see, what will Fillmore Central see that is different from what Minden's done in the past?
Well, we've opened up things a little bit more. We're a little more spreading across the field, not so much bunched up. But offensively, that'll probably be the biggest difference. Defensively, everything will pretty much remain the same.
Got a lot of linemen back. Every coach likes to be able to base his team around some linemen. Have you seen them be the strength? Have they done the job of the offseason for you?
You know, for the most part, they have done a pretty good job. We're struggling in some areas yet, learning the new blocking schemes and some technique-wise. But overall, they have been a strength, and they've been doing a good job.
Obviously, it's good to know who the quarterback is.
Yeah, that's kind of nice to have that.
Tell us a little bit. We've seen it for numerous times, coaches, their sons, or in girls' athletics, maybe even their daughters leading the team. How has that relationship worked for you and Jonas?
It's worked pretty well. You know, as he's gotten a little bit older, it's been a little bit easier. But we're able to talk about things, whether at home or even discussing things on the field. And it's just went really well for us. I've enjoyed that time.
We're talking with Shannon Lovin, head football coach at Minden, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. A young man that we've had a pleasure of watching here for his entire high school career is Quinn Rutt. How has he come back? How's he looking for you?
I tell you, Quinn is playing better than ever. He's a tough runner, great linebacker on defense. He broke numerous tackles the other night against Grandin Central Catholic to rush for over 100 yards, and I think he led us in tackles with 13. But he's just a very good player. He's got a nose for the football, and he's just tough as nails.
Well, you do have that game under your belt, and this was a close game at halftime, 20-19, and then all of a sudden we get the score update and Grand Island Central Catholic kind of blew things open in the second half. You did have a kickoff return in there for a touchdown, which always helps when you want to keep the score close or grab a lead in a game like this. But what was different between the first and the second half last week?
I think the biggest difference for us in probably the entire game was that we have some inexperienced players playing in some key positions for us, and Grand Island Central Catholic exposed those for us. But it was a real good learning experience for us, and we had some confusion on some different things, and a lot of that was my fault with our players being as experienced as they have in the past. We weren't able to do some of those things, and it gave us a good measuring stick on where we needed to work this week, and I think we've made pretty good strides.
What are some of the things that I guess you addressed and that you have seen this week?
Well, we've hopefully shored up our pass defense. You know, that's where we were. We knew coming in that was going to be an area where we had more inexperienced players for the most part. And so we've tried to get that shored up by doing a few different things and changing some things around. And offensively, we're just trying to keep executing as best we can, trying to get better at that where we found some inconsistency last week.
Let's talk a little bit about Fillmore Central. We're talking with Minden coach Shannon Lovin here. This is a team that I'm not familiar with. You guys in this two-year cycle got to see them last year. What do you know about them?
Well, they have some athletes. They're not as big as Grand Island Central Catholic, but they have some athletes. They're running the double wing, which we run here for a number of years, and I'm guessing they went and watched Sam at the clinic and got his stuff because it looks like us from last year. So they'll spread it out, and they'll throw around a little bit. He has a go-to receiver. He likes to throw, too. He throws a nice ball. But they can line it up and just knock it down the field on you if you're not careful.
Some teams have trouble preparing for a double wing because maybe you just don't see it that much anymore. Is this going to be a big advantage for you guys since most of the kids had went against it at least partly in practice during their career?
I think it is somewhat because, you know, a lot of these kids now were scout team kids when they were younger, and so they faced it. But it's still a difficult offense. They get you overloaded and get a man advantage and come back and counter some things. So I think we're at a somewhat advantage watching some of the things they've done, but not a huge advantage.
Ask you about special teams. As we mentioned earlier, Nick Werner did have a kickoff return for you last week. So obviously you've got some good things going on special teams. Take me through that part of your game.
Well, Nick's done a great job. We almost broke another one the other night. And, you know, that starts up front with the other 10 guys blocking for him and giving him that crease. And he did a nice job. He's a little bit shifty, so he did well on that part. But we also have Alexis Cyprian, who made two field goals the other night and an extra point. And Alexis does a great job for us. He kicks all the time in practice and went to camp this summer. But I think we're pretty solid on the special teams.
Talking here for just another moment with Shannon Lovin, the head football coach at Minden. You talked about a lot of young kids. Are you playing a lot of kids? How's your depth? Or have you just taken a core group of the young kids and you kind of want to stay with them right now?
Well, right now we kind of have a core group that we're using. We're getting a few kids in, and we've played two JV games and a freshman-sophomore game already. So our young kids have got a lot of game experience. Some of those kids are coming along, and we're trying to mix those kids in with our older guys and trying to get the best athletes on the field we can. But right now we kind of have a core group that's getting a lot of that time.
And Shannon, what are you looking for? I think a lot of people always use that old adage, game one to game two is a lot of improvement. So what's the thing you're going to be looking for in the first quarter to see whether you've made that jump?
Well, I want to come out and see our intensity and see if it's there. You know, last week was a little bit of a shock for us. We were expecting bigger things last week. So I'm looking for the intensity and seeing what's in the kids' eyes. But also if we are able to communicate and execute better both on both sides of the ball.
And finally, Shannon, you go on the road the next 2 weeks, and then you've just got a juggernaut traditionally with Gothenburg, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, Cozad. Does that put extra importance on this game?
You know, I always tell the kids the only important game is the next one because that's the one we're going to be playing next. And so we're just going to focus this week on Fillmore Central today and look forward to Sandy Creek next week, and we'll worry about the other ones down the road.
That's usually what the coach tells me, too. So, Shannon, hey, we'll let you get back to preparations. We're looking forward to a good ball game tonight. Always a pleasure to be in Minden, and best of luck tonight throughout the season.
All right. Thanks, Doug. We'll look forward to seeing you.
You bet. Minden head football coach Shannon Lovin joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns with you from Cooper Field, where we are back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's football game. Offensively, first off for Fillmore Central. The center is number 52, a 180-pound junior, Thomas Norvell. The guards are number 56, 165-pound senior, Tyler Schwartz, and number 63, 160-pound junior, Wyatt Schiermeyer. The tackles for Fillmore Central will be number 60, 200-pound senior, Lance Eichelberger, and number 79, 200-pound senior, Caleb Smith. The tight end, number 21, 180-pound senior, is Danny Lowski. At wideout, number 9, 160-pound senior, Dylan Graham, and number 44, 150-pound junior, Lance Donovan. The fullback is number 4, 170-pound senior Chandler Menard. The I-back, number 24, 185-pound senior Colin Montefort. And the quarterback for the Panthers is number 6, a 180-pound junior in Hunter Kleinschmidt. Head coach of Fillmore Central is Ryan Comenda, assisted by Adam Verhaeghe. Casey Head and Mitch Lockhart dropped their opening game to David City. Starting lineups brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank. They can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For Minden, the center is going to be number 52, 158-pound senior Colton Barton. The guards, number 71, 182-pound senior Austin Johnson. And number 72, 204-pound senior Alex Nielsen. The tackles will be number 60, 201-pound junior Keith Bendix. And number 68, 285-pound senior in Mitch Muller. Tight end is number 48, 213-pound senior in Brendan Sinsel. The wideouts are number 3, 148-pound senior Jacob Choquette, number 5, 153-pound junior Nick Werner, and number 82, 160-pound senior Nathan Payne. The running back, number 20, 185-pound senior Quinn Rutt, and the quarterback, number 10, 192-pound senior Jonas Lovin. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Donnie Miller, Rick Cremosta, Aaron Martin, Eamon Feeney, and Tony Marino, 0-1 after the loss to Grand Island Central Catholic. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We will be back with more from Cooper Field on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Friday Night Football, the Minden Whippets and Fillmore Central Panthers, right after this timeout.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
You are listening to High School Football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We hope you enjoy tonight's football game here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You have been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, Jerry and Terry and Jason Stark, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be ready to kick the ball game off here momentarily. Fillmore Central won the toss. They're going to get the football. This is, obviously, in the first 3 weeks, the best night of football. Stifling hot the last two Fridays, but tonight near perfection with temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. We'll be back with the opening kickoff right after this.
Hi, this is Megan Anderson with the Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutrition Division. May is National Beef Month, and all of us at the Aurora Cooperative would like to thank our area farmers and ranchers for your business. Your dedication to providing consumers with safe, nutritious, and wholesome beef while protecting the environment is very commendable. Please stop by your nearest Aurora Cooperative location and inquire about our full line of cattle nutrition products as well as livestock supplies and equipment. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Alexis Cyprian is the place kicker and kickoff duty man here for the Minden Whippets, and the ball is in the air. It'll be high but short and taken at the 11-yard line on the far side, looking for some running room to the 15, and a great open field tackle at the 19-yard line for the Minden Whippets. Bringing down Donovan is Jacob Choquette, and he just kind of met cut at the wrong time. Both guys decided they're going to juke, and they juke the same way, and down went Donovan, and it'll be first down and 10 here for Fillmore Central to get this football game underway. They are going to run the football. Only four passes in their last football game, even though they can show spread from time to time. So first down and 10 out of a pistol with two running backs. They'll go with the swing pass out into the flat right side. Dylan Graham makes the catch but doesn't get much. Maybe a yard up to the 20-yard line on the tackle is going to be Matt Ekstrom. Choquette there as well, a one-yard gain on the first pass of this football game. Parents' night here tonight, so good crowd, and couldn't ask for anything more. Weather-wise, had some good football last night. Kearney High with a win over Lincoln Southwest. Tonight, plenty of football in the area, and we'll tell you about it throughout the night with our Valentino scoreboard show. Kleinschmidt, the quarterback, he's got his running backs behind him. He's about three steps behind the center. He's going to swing it out here to the left side, got a man wide open, but led him just a little too much. The catch made by Kurt Karcher, but he had to dive to catch the ball and only gains about three out to the 23-yard line. So it's going to be third down and six. So looking what they were doing on film, Fillmore Central thought maybe they'll come out and do something a little bit different here. And Minden has done well. Twins to the right and twins to the left. This is a four wide receiver set out of the shotgun. Kleinschmidt sends a man in motion, takes the snap and goes up on a draw play to Chandler Menard, and he is going to get to the 25-yard line, and that is it. A gain of two, and it's going to be fourth and a long four and a punting situation here for Fillmore Central. So the Minden defense comes out and looks real good here on the opening possession of the football game. We've played 90 seconds, and back to punt the football away is going to be Lance Eichelberger. Eichelberger had just one punt in the season opener for 29 yards. This one is going to land at the 50. It's all on the bounce here. It gets to the 45, the 44, and it will be down there. So that is a 31-yard punt, but no return, and that is the key. And it'll be first down and 10 for Minden, but they lost the coin flip, and they're going to have great field position
on their opening possession of the football game, as Quinn Rutt, who rushed for over 100 yards, is a tough, tough runner, and Fillmore Central's going to have to be able to tackle this young man who has done a great job in his three-year start, 185-pound senior. He is the lone back. They'll go three wides most of the time with the quarterback, Jonas Lovin. He's in that pistol formation as well, only about two steps behind. Fakes the handoff and tries to roll out, and he is sacked coming through there. Uncontested was Devin Thompson, and he drops him back inside the 40 to the 37, 38-yard line. Lovin had no chance. He took one step and was wrapped up, and it's going to be second down and long, about 17 yards to go after Lovin was dropped back there by Devin Thompson. Minden, as far as throwing the football, again, early in the season to look at a lot of these stats, but last week they put it up 20 times with 6 of 20. Now it's an inside handoff to Rutt, comes off the right side, bounces off one man, now reverses field. He gets into the secondary, 45, lowers his shoulder, 50. Then he fumbled the football, and Fillmore Central cannot get on top of it. It looks like Minden following the play. Did they get it? They're unstacking them in Panther territory. And the ball is going to be covered there. Whippets, Werner, Nick Werner was there, and so was Matt Ekstrom and Choquette. They're all following the play. What a run, though. As we could tell you, Quinn Rutt, he's going to get 16 on the play, and it'll bring up third down and one at the Fillmore Central 47-yard line. He had to make contact with every Panther that time carrying the football. Third and one, tie-dye formation, and they'll hand it to the second man through, and Rutt is into the first down, but we've got a penalty flag right in the middle of the line of scrimmage, and that usually means bad things. Tough to hold on a running play like that. You never really ever see that at the higher levels, but here at the high school level, you'll see it from time to time. There's just hardly any time to have that hold, and so they'll back him up again. Instead of third and one, it'll be third and 11. So a sack and a hold. And Minden playing from behind here with 8:50 to go in the first quarter of play. We are scoreless. Fillmore Central went three and out. And now the first possession for Minden. So third down and 11 back at their own 43-yard line out of the I formation again. Lovin fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, has some time. His pass is tipped and intercepted by Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt down the left sideline, 40, 35, and he'll be brought down at the 30-yard line. The pass was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and Fillmore Central will take over. So Kleinschmidt steps up, grabs that loose ball, and pushes it up the field with 8:36 to go here in the first quarter. And the field flips there on the INT. It'll be at the 34-yard line of Minden. And they'll go twins to the right and twins to the left. Send the man in motion from left to right. The ball's fumbled on the handoff, and it got batted right back into the quarterback's hand, Kleinschmidt. All over it was Colton Barton, but it just bounced off his hand. So some sloppy play here early on both sides, and it looks like we have a penalty flag on the far sideline as well. Our referee says illegal procedure, but Minden will decline that because they've already lost 5 yards on the fumbled exchange. So it'll be second down. We'll call it 15 yards to go. Ball back to the 39-yard line after the fumbled handoff, trying to get it to Lance Donovan. They send him in a slot, and twice now they have tried to put him in motion and hand it off to him. It hasn't worked. So second down, 15. Friday night football, just absolutely perfect. About a 5-mile-an-hour breeze south to north. Going into that breeze would be Fillmore Central. Handed off to the fullback here in Trevor Adams. Adams gets a hard yard over the right side. A lot of different guys will run the football here for Fillmore Central, if you can go by what head coach Ryan Comenda has done over the last 4 years, plus his first game in his fifth year here at Fillmore Central. Last week, I think we talked about it as well in the pregame, 8 different guys carried the football. And now it's third down and 14. And they're doing a lot of this out of a 4-wide set, a little different look here. Kleinschmidt calls the count, rolls to his right, has a little pressure from the backside, dumps it off short. It's going to be complete to Leighton Hopkins, but nowhere to go. That's a very short game, maybe 4 yards. It'll be a punting situation. you would assume here for Fillmore Central, although they're at the 35 and be fourth and about 10, they're going to need a really good punt if that's what they decide to do, a Coffin corner kick, and maybe a couple more yards out to the 33-yard line. So we'll say that they gained 6 on that pass play. Kleinschmidt's actually 3 for 3, but for only 10 yards. And they are lining up actually for a field goal. We talked about that in the pregame. They've got a foreign exchange student that can bomb it. And so Tim Jarzombek is lined up for a 50-yarder from the right hash. Good snap, good hold. The kick is on the way, and it is going to be short. So they figured, why not? Let's try it. He'd been hitting them good in practice. I went down on the field, was talking with Coach Commanda, and we were watching him kick. That one just didn't get enough of it. Kind of almost sounded like he's kicking a flat football, and it's short, no good. So with 7:33 to go here in the first quarter, we remain scoreless. We saw plenty of missed field goals last night, 5 total in the Kearney-Lincoln Southwest game, 3 by Southwest and 2 by Kearney. And for the Minden Whippets, they'll start at their 20. Why punt it when you could try to get that field goal in? It's going to be the same field position. Fly pattern, Lovin going deep. He's looking for Choquette, and it's over his outstretched hands at the Fillmore Central 46-yard line. Lovin, good football there. Good ball thrown. Beautiful spiral, just a little too deep that time, and we'll see him come back to that play probably a little bit later on in the football game. So we've seen an interception, we've seen a 3-and-out, we've seen the ball on the ground a couple of times. We're still looking for the game's first down. Second down and 10. Lovin hands it off to Rutt, right side. He's going to be brought down on the corner by big number 76, Jared Heinrichs. And he's going to get maybe to the line of scrimmage, third down and 10. So Quinn Rutt getting lost in the pile there. Not a tall kid, but a stocky kid, 185 and a senior. He can get lost behind there. And as we said, rushed for over 100 yards last week in the game against Grand Island Central Catholic, one of the many playoff teams that Minden will be playing from last year. And on third down and 10, pump fake, Lovin looking deep again. Same pass play for Choquette. Choquette makes the catch at the 45. It'll be brought down at the 49-yard line on the tackle. Davis Jacobson, a perfectly thrown ball because that baby was well defended and moved the sticks. So a 29-yard gain on the play. So moving up to the 49-yard line. Same play they tried on first. They come back to it on third, and that'll be the first down of this football game. Go Twins to the right side. And again, Lovin just stands 2 paces behind the center, takes the low snap, just swings it out here out of the backfield. They're going to go to their tight end, Brendan Sinzel. And Sinzel with a 5-yard gain. That maybe will loosen up those running lanes for Quinn Rutt a little bit later on in the football game. You get 5 on first, you're going to take it every time. So second down and 5. Moving into Fillmore Central territory, just shy of the 45-yard line. Scoreless with 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Twins to the short side. Split out wide to the right. Looks like that's Werner. Turn, handed off to Rutt. A penalty flag comes down from the referee across the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. But this is going to be coming back. Somebody jumped, it would look like, according to our referee. Illegal shift on Minden. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. Same thing happened on the first series for Minden. They had a hold, and then they had a sack behind the line of scrimmage where Lovin really had no chance. Took a step, and there was already a man on him for Fillmore Central. For Minden, it does not get easier. Well, they play Sandy Creek next week, but after that, Gothenburg, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, Cozad, and 3 of those 4 are on the road. For Fillmore Central, home for the first game of the year against Thayer Central next week, then down to Fairbury, which is definitely a winnable game. Second down and 10. Here's a counter play to Rutt. Starts left, wants to cut back. He's going to be tripped up there by Hunter Kleinschmidt as he reaches for the 46-yard line of Fillmore Central. So he picks up the 5 yards that they were just penalized. Rutt, 3 carries, 21 yards. Here in the first quarter, we're scoreless, just under 6 minutes to go in the opening stanza. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now they're going to go bunch to the left side, short side with their 3 wideouts in Werner. Right behind Lovin is going to be Rutt. They're going to try and get to him out of the backfield. Instead, they'll go on a slant the other way to Jacob Choquette. He makes the catch and has the first down at the 36-yard line, a gain of 10. So some efficient passing here for the Minden Whippets, and that'll be their second first down, and they're on the move. First and 10 at the Fillmore Central 36-yard line. A reminder that we'll keep you up to date on high school football scores from around the area. Got some good ones from outside the area tonight. We will keep you up to date on what's going on. Out of that short pistol formation, Lovin looks left, now throws right into coverage. Ball tipped and picked again. That time it was tipped out there by Lance Donovan, and Leighton Hopkin makes the interception. So the second interception of the football game, both on tipped passes, trying to get the ball out there to Matt Ekstrom. This one will be at the Fillmore Central 13-yard line with 5:19 to go in the first quarter. Leighton Hopkin right there to haul it in. First and 10, third possession of the ball game for the Panthers. Now they go out of the I formation. Kleinschmidt throws it down the line of scrimmage. It's going to be complete to Dylan Graham. Graham will sneak his way across the 15 out to the 17-yard line. So the passes are not deep, not intended to be deep. They've just been down the line of scrimmage and see what you can get. Try to widen this defensive front out, maybe open some holes. Both teams have tried to do that here a little bit. And it'll be second down. We'll call it 6 yards to go. Again, back to the I formation with the double tight end set. Only two wideouts this time. Kleinschmidt calls the cadence. Wants to give it to his fullback. It does, who crosses the 20-yard line down to about the 21. Running hard that time is Chandler Menard. Fillmore Central has not been able to do much on the ground. That's their third carry and their best yardage of gain, 4 yards on that play. .420 scoreless in this first quarter. Both teams, as the coaches said, still trying to find themselves a little bit. Had a good amount of returning starters, just had to plug different players into different positions this year. And, of course, Shannon Lovin, first year as the head coach here at Minden after being an assistant for Sam Dunn. Pitch play, right side, trying to get outside, running into his own man is going to be Montefort. Dives forward, and he's going to be very close to the first down. It was just third down and two, and they're going to have to bring the chains in to measure this one. This is going to be very, very close. On the run, Colin Montefort's second effort may have been able to stretch that ball out there just far enough for the touchdown. Score update for you. Kearney Catholic has scored first, 6-0 over St. Paul. Adams Central, 7-0 over Wilbur Claytonia. Columbus Lakeview leading Sandy Creek, 14-0. That in the first quarter. McCook, 20. Grand Island Northwest, 7. That's in the second quarter. Beatrice has scored first on York, 6-0. That game is in the first quarter as well. We told you it was going to be close. It's so close that the official is down on one knee, and there must be a half a link to go. So a decision here, and any place else on the field, it wouldn't be a decision, but the ball is on the Fillmore Central 24-yard line, and I mean it's a half an inch for a first down. If you get a clean exchange, you can get that easily, but what does Coach Commando want to do? He is relaying the information to his quarterback, the junior Hunter Kleinschmidt. It does look like they're going to go for it. All kinds of things could happen here. Do you try to hit a big play? Probably not from this field position. Minden is bringing 9 guys in the box. Fourth and an inch. Quarterback sneak. Kleinschmidt looking for a little gap, but he's got it to the 25-yard line. Kleinschmidt will move the chains, and that'll be the first down of the ball game for Fillmore Central. Other scores to bring to you, courtesy of Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Let's take a look that Ord has taken a 13-0 lead over Central City. Blue Hill and Donovan Trumbull just underway in the first quarter. Arapahoe has taken a 6-0 lead over Red Cloud in D1. Giltner has scored to lead Hampton 8-0 in D2. 0-0 here, 3.5 to go in the first quarter. And on the jet sweep, the handoff to Dylan Graham. Graham's hit behind the line of scrimmage and nowhere to go. Quinn Rutt is in there. Also in there is Jacob Choquette. And there's going to be a loss on the play of about 2 yards. Nowhere to go that time for Dylan Graham, and already Fillmore Central has had just about everybody touch the football here. You've got to pay attention if you're on defense. That is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th player to carry it. Only one player, two players have had it twice. Fake the jet sweep. Quarterback keeper Kleinschmidt comes forward. He's wrapped up across the 25 to the 26-yard line. That's going to be a gain of three more. And Choquette's in there. On the tackle yet again, helping out the defensive lineman on the play. And I believe Barton was in there. Also on that side is Bendix. It'll be third down and 9 for Fillmore Central after just converting 4th and inches. 2:30 as this first quarter just kind of moving along. Haven't been a big play, nothing really crazy. 129-yard pass by Minden that got him to midfield, and they were picked off. Kleinschmidt wants to throw deep. He's got a man downfield, and then he got turned around late in Hopkin. Hopkin guarded down there by safety Jonas Lovin, and it will go over his head out of bounds. Hopkin was open, not wide open, but he was open, and they weren't able to connect. That's the first incomplete pass for Fillmore Central, and now they'll have to punt the football away. Eichelberger, the punter, had a 31-yarder with no return. Back at the 40-yard line, now to the 35-yard line for Minden is Choquette and Werner on 4th and 9. And we've got penalty flags. So the punt, which went straight in the air, will come back. Fillmore Central wouldn't have wanted that one anyway. So this could be about anything, equipment, offsides, false start. As the linesman on the Minden side says, it's offsides, lined up in the neutral zone on the offense. And that's the first penalty of the football game on Fillmore Central. Offside. And back him up 5 more yards. 4th down and 14. And it'll be at the 21-yard line. So you can tell that whoever can get something big to happen here off the get-go is going to have all the momentum. Nobody's really grabbed it yet. So, again, trying to punt the ball out of there is going to be Eichelberger. He drops the snap but grabs it. There was really no rush, so he boots it out of there and gets a pretty good one for being under pressure. At the 45, it rolls to the 46, to the 47. It's going to be a 27-yard punt, but considering that they did not get the exchange clean back to the punter, it could have been way worse. So Minden will take it over. They've thrown 2 interceptions on their first 2 possessions, but they have had the best of the field position here so far in this football game. Last week, Lovin also threw 2 picks, 1 touchdown in the game against Grand Island Central Catholic. And again, both passes here tipped, so maybe we've seen him put some good loft on it, but on the shorter passes may have to find a little more touch as well. Lovin hands to Rutt, stiff arm one man to the backfield, stiff arms another, and that gets him to the corner. 45, 40, and he dives towards the first down pylon. He's going to be just short. A gain of 9 for Jonas Lovin, or excuse me, for Quinn Rutt. But again, as you heard from head coach Shannon Lovin in our pregame show, he runs so hard, and it's not going to be one man that brings him down. He stiff armed 2 guys all by himself. When you got a running back like that, you can run a lot of counters. You can get away from your own offensive lineman and go one-on-one to the outside. 2nd and 1 at the 38. And Rudd again tries to go straight up the middle, starts to the right, gets to the 35, to the 34. That's a first down. A gain of 4 for Quinn. He's got 5 carries for 34 yards here in the first quarter of play. 1:25 to go, scoreless. Minden and Fillmore Central here from Cooper Field on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, no change. Pistol 3 wides. Rutt right behind Lovin. Hands it to Rutt off the left side. There's a whole host of white that time, and he's going to be tripped up by Schiermeier. He dives forward for maybe 1 yard. That time they had Quinn Rutt figured out. They tried to run him to the weak side and let him do it on his own. And one purple jersey trying to block 3 didn't work so well. Late defensive substitution, Kleinschmidt comes in for Menard for Fillmore Central. 2nd down and 10. Lovin with twins to the right side. Looks like he wants to change the play at the line of scrimmage. Calls the cadence. Looks left. Now throws underneath, and it's incomplete for his tight end, Sinzel, who was open. Pass was off the mark. Sinzel, he's going to catch that half the time. That was the bad half, I guess, as it went off one of his hands, and it's incomplete. So unofficially, I have Jonas Lovin, 3 for 7 with two picks, 44 yards through the air, stops the clock, 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, 3rd and 10 at the 34 of Fillmore Central. Lovin, time, he's hit as he throws, the ball flutters in the air, and not being able to get to it is Jacob Choquette. And a penalty flag where he's brought down. Did they get him by the face mask or horse collar, or was there a hold trying to keep him away from Jonas Lovin? It is a hold. Now an interesting call here by Coach Comenda of Fillmore Central. Does he have decline it and take 4th and 10 at the 34? Does he tank it and make it 3rd and 20 back at the 45? And it looks like he's going to decline this penalty. Now let's see what Minden wants to do. You're kind of in that spot where you're too close to punt the football. They've also got a nice field goal kicker and Alex Cyprian. And last week, Cyprian made a 33 and a 24-yard field goal. If they try this, it would be a 51-yarder. And it looks like that's what they're trying to do, but Coach Comenda yelling at his kids, get back just in case. It's a pooch punt. Nope, he's going to try to kick it. Good leg, but it is no good. Just a little left. Just a little left. He didn't have a whole lot of extra on it. We got a couple of kids that can kick the ball. It would have been way cooler if we would have had a 50 and a 51-yarder, but both missed, and with 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play, the ball will come back over to Fillmore Central. So a 51-yard field goal by Minden Cyprian goes wide left, and we remain scoreless here on what could be the last play of the first quarter. Now they go to that double wing, does Fillmore Central. Everybody in tight, the old Minden offense, and they will hand it off to Menard. He started on the left wing, now cuts it up the middle, and he's going to get a minimal gain of 2 yards. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. We're scoreless in this second game of the season between Minden and Fillmore Central from Cooper Field. And we'll be back with second quarter action after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cooper Field. Want to thank Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and the entire crew for their hospitality. We start the second quarter. Minden and Fillmore Central are scoreless here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com as we welcome you back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford is your proud supporter of area high school sports, athletes, schools, and students. See Crossroads Ford in Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle online at crossroads-ford.com. We're stopping to the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. As we start the second quarter of play, Fillmore Central will have it 2nd and 9 at their own 21-yard line, and they'll go to the I formation. They were in the spread most of the first quarter, and a quarterback, Kleinschmidt, rolls right, has some time, throws it out here in the flat. The ball is bobbled and dropped by Lance Donovan at the first down marker. Kleinschmidt, 4 for 6, hitting his first 4, but only for 14 yards. And on the ground, only 9 yards officially. So not a whole lot to ride home about. 23 yards of total offense, 1 first down for Fillmore Central, 1 penalty for 5 yards, 2 punts for an average of 29 yards. The story was Minden throwing 2 interceptions that kind of kept Fillmore Central from falling behind here as they wait for their offense to get going. Now on 3rd and 9 out of the shotgun with 3 wides, rolling out is Kleinschmidt, has some pressure from the backside, tries to stop, now hit and dropped. There he is, Quinn Rutt. The pressure was put on by Alex Nielsen, and just about the time Kleinschmidt thought he could stop As he was running against the grain, he stopped, wanted to go back across his body. Here's Quinn Rutt, and Rutt will drop him for the first sack of the night. And that's going to be a loss of two on the play and a punt coming up here for Lance Eichelberger. As we said, a 31-yarder and a 27-yarder. And the boot is away. That's a nice high one. Fair catch called for by Nick Werner and takes it at the 44-yard line. So a 37-yard punt that time and no return. And a very late flag here just as I drop my head. This is where the fair catch was. And it looked like everything had been done there, so we'll see what the penalty flag is about. 0-0, first minute of the second quarter here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. A sideline violation warning. Evidently, maybe the official ran into somebody on the sidelines there. So no penalty. Next time it will be. That's the way that works. And Minden, who's had good field position all night long, will start at their own 44-yard line, but still scoreless. Let's see if they can get a big run here. Their passing game has been 50-50, hit and interception. What starts left, cuts back against the grain, gets to the 45, to the 46. Going to be hit in there by Danny Loski and Montefort. Just a gain of about two that time for Quinn Rutt. Rutt in the first quarter had six carries for 35 yards. Lovin was sacked once, so 28 yards rushing and 44 yards through the air. 72 yards of offense compared to the, what we say, 23 for Fillmore Central. Two penalties for 15 yards. Didn't punt it because they gave it up on two interceptions. Now Lovin, quick slant. That's a nice catch by Werner for a short gain, but into Fillmore Central territory at the 49-yard line. Good for a five-yard gain, and that'll make it third down and four, needing to make it to the 45. They get to the 45. It's a first down. Running in the play will be the tight end in Brendan Sinsel. Had one catch earlier in the ball game. The longest play was that 29-yard completion to Ekstrom. Third and four. Offset eye. Under center this time, Lovin hands it to Rutt, who starts left. Now has to cut across to the right. Has the first down. Upended there by Davis Jacobson. He's hit at the 45. That's the first down marker and rolling right over the top to the 43-yard line. So that's a gain of six there for Quinn Rutt. Fourth first down for Minden compared to one so far for the Fillmore Central Panthers. It's almost getting to the point where Rutt is taking that first step so hard one way, it's almost hard for him to cut back. Sinsel lined up as a fullback now, and they will go with a pass play to Sinsel. He comes out of the backfield and can't handle it. Again, a very short play, and again, a late penalty flag comes down right in the middle of the football field. And let's see if this is a hold in the middle of the field. Ineligible man downfield will be the call, and that would be about right on this. They were trying to roll Sinsel out of the backfield there. And let's see what Fillmore Central decides to do here. I would think you'd back him up. 9:43 to go here in the first half. It's still 0-0. Looks like they're going to decline that. So we've had a couple of penalties declined in the football game. And that'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go at the 43-yard line of Fillmore Central. Check some scores again here for you momentarily from our Valentino's scoreboard. So stay with us. If you've got a score from your area, we'll let you know how to pass that along to us here after this play. Out of the pistol again, Jonas Lovin, hard count. Hands it to Quinn Rutt. Rutt's hit and then breaks off the first man. 35, down to the 30. How does he do it? Quinn Rutt, just a beautiful run. First down yardage, a gain of 13. And that'll give him 56 yards so far here in the first half of play. He was popped right at the line of scrimmage, and it was like nobody even touched him. He just rolled right off of that defender and up the field for 13 more yards. First down and 10, Lovin. Here comes a blitz. They'll hand it off right side. Rutt cuts back again up the side, up the hash mark inside the 25. He's going to be close to another first down right at the 20-yard line. And we'll wait for the official signal here from our referee, or will he bring the chains in? Looks like they're going to bring the chains in. twin run another 10 yards on the play. Don't forget the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by PlatteRiverPreps.com. Follows us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and 1230 AM KHAS. And every Saturday morning, it's the M Pride Open House on Sports, talking with area coaches live at 10 o'clock on 1230 AM KHAS and HastingsLink.com, live from M Pride North in Hastings, to stop by and see them. And it is enough for a first down for Minden. 10-yard gain by Quinn Rutt. And the ball on the 20-yard line, we'll call it, is Minden looking for the first points of the game. We've had each team attempt a long field goal, a 50-yarder for Fillmore Central that was just short, and a 51-yarder for Minden that had enough leg but was just a little wide to the left. Omaha Westside in Class A has scored twice. Number 2 Westside leading Grand Island 14-0 late first quarter. Lovin, bootleg, naked bootleg, throws out here in the flat again. The ball is tipped, but this time it falls to the ground. It is Danny Lusky that got that hand on the ball as they were trying to get it out here for Bryson Holston. But both of the interceptions here tonight are on tip passes. Obviously something that they're going to have to work on with Lovin in practice. He's so close to the line of scrimmage, it's not like he takes a 7-step drop, though, to get away from the line. So it's a lot easier to get those hands up. Second down and 10. With Rutt in the backfield, low snap. Lovin hit, dropped. He picked it up, but coming in untouched on a run blitz. Fillmore Central gets the tackle, and that was Devin Thompson. That'll be the second sack of the ball game for the Fillmore Central defense. And the ball will go back to about the 28-yard line. We'll call it third and 18 officially. And now they're getting themselves out of field goal range. So will Coach Lovin try to just get a little bit and kick it, or will he try to get it all the way down to the 10-yard line for the first down? Third and 18. Trips to the left. Lone man to the right is Choquette. You've got Sinsel in the backfield. Looking over the middle in coverage. People down. Will they get a pass interference, or will they say it was uncatchable? It was pretty well overthrown to Jacob Choquette, but he was definitely brought down before that ball got to him. I'm surprised we didn't get an illegal procedure call on Minden to begin with. Lovin kind of backed away, waiting for the snap there out of that pistol formation. So it's going to be an incomplete pass. Three straight incompletions here for the Whippets. The ball is spotted at the 29, 28-and-a-half-yard line. And it looks like they will try another field goal here from Alexis Cyprian. They'll spot it at the 35. This is a 45-yarder from the hash. It's down. The kick is away, and that didn't get anywhere close. He kicked the middle of that one, and he knew it. He just turned around with his hands on his hips, and the young sophomore says, I mishit it. And so the 45-yard field goal will be short and wide left. 8:16 to go in the first half. We're scoreless on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
On first down and 10, inside handoff for Colin Modafort. He gets a good stiff arm across the 25, close to the 30-yard line, and close to a first down. Looks like they'll mark him maybe just short. Yep, just by the nose of the football, so a 9-yard gain for Modafort. And maybe Fillmore Central has found a little something here. We're still scoreless. 7:50 to go, first half. We're moving right along. Teams are running the ball, and clock's moving, but we've seen 3 missed field goals, and we remain scoreless on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, back to the double wing here. Quarterback Kleinschmidt goes with a full back dive. Minden's ready for it, and there's absolutely nowhere to go for Trevor Adams, his second carry. But he didn't need much. It was second and a yard, and he was able to get that. We'll give him a gain on the mark of a generous 3 yards, and that'll be the second first down for Fillmore Central. Don't forget Husker football tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. If you're driving down in the morning, the pregame starts at 6, so catch it all the way to Lincoln. And then Hastings College football against Concordia, 7 o'clock tomorrow, 12:30 KHAS. First and 10 out of the double wing. Send in motion Madsen, but Kleinschmidt wants to throw. Rolls to the right under pressure, and he's just going to throw that one away. Good job once again by the Minden defense. They have put pressure on him. Bendix is back there. Holston is back there. And that makes Kleinschmidt dump it away. And for Hunter, he had completed his first four, albeit short, 1-3-6-4, but he has missed on his last three attempts. Stops the clock with 7:09 to go here in the first half of play. Ball on the near hash towards the Minden sideline. And Minden is kind of cheating up there now. They've really got nine guys in the box. Their safety's only about 8 yards off the line of scrimmage out of this double wing. It's going to be a pitch play to Montefort. Starts over the left side, get taken off his feet, and he'll be dropped there by Holston at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard for Colin Montefort. That double wing, it can be boring to watch at times, but when you do get past that line of scrimmage, there's hardly anybody left. So it might be 2-2-1-0-3-1-0-2-60, and that's good enough depending on the personnel that you have up front. It does bring up third down and nine, though, here at their own 33-yard line. They'll go out of the shotgun with twin running backs in the backfield. Kleinschmidt wants to go deep. Got a good ball out there. Has a man, but overthrows Donovan. Lance actually kind of stopped on the pattern. If he'd have kept going, that would have hit him right in stride at the Minden 40-yard line. Now, Lovin would have been there probably to make the tackle, but again, we've seen both quarterbacks with the ability to get the ball down the field, but we've only seen him hook up once, and that was a 29-yarder for Minden. So, the fourth punt of the ball game coming up for Lance Eichelberger and Fillmore Central. Ball spotted at their 33. Minden didn't rush last time. This time they put a little rush on. The kick is away from Werner. Bounces at about the 38. It's going to roll inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. So a 39-yard punt. And getting a little bit better each time here in the special teams for Fillmore Central. And the way this game is going, the punt is going to be important. But we've seen two missed field goals and two interceptions by Minden. They haven't punted the football yet. 6:12 to go. Midway through this second quarter, Minden and Fillmore Central still 0-0. Admittedly, both teams had a little bit more success in the first half of their games last week. Fillmore Central, David City, and for Minden, they were down 20-19 at the half to Central Catholic. Made a couple of short field goals. Quinn Rutt slips in the backfield as they hand it off to him. It'll be interesting. I bring this up every year, get a couple of chuckles from my color guys who fly in solo tonight. But this is the first time this year where the temperature is not a balmy 90 or 80 at this time of the night. When that sun goes down, it will start to get just a little dewy out there, just a little slick. And obviously these guys haven't had to probably even practice 1 minute in those conditions, at least not this season. Second down and 11. Lovin has pressure as he wants to throw, steps away, now rolls to his right, looking for a receiver, and throws it into traffic. Dangerous pass, incomplete, looking for Choquette. Ekstrom was standing right next to him, but Lovin was in all kinds of trouble. Once he avoided the two men in the backfield, there were still three more black and white jerseys coming after him, and he knew he wasn't going to be able to get to the sideline, so he tried to throw it away, and he got the job done. Stopping the clock with 5:34 to go here in the first half. Neither team has called a timeout. Third down and 11, trips to the right side here, including a tight end in the slot right. And Lovin, draw, rut, hit the backfield, breaks one tackle, 30, 35, not quite going to get the first down, but he got a good chunk of it. He had about 12 yards to gain, and he's going to get about 9 of it. We'll call it fourth down and 3 here for the Whippets. And they'll have to punt it away for the first time of the ball game, and Cyprian is also the punter here for Minden, and he'll boot it away with under 5 minutes to go in the first half, 0-0. Cyprian doesn't take a very deep drop. He's only about, now there he backs up. Now he's back there about 13 yards. He originally was about 7, trying to fake Fillmore Central out. And we are going to get a whistle and a timeout by Fillmore Central before the punt is kicked away. And this timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're scoreless. 4:49 to go, first half. Minden and Fillmore Central here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Back here at Cooper Field, Minden setting up to punt it on 4th-and-3 at their own 36. Snap to Cyprian. Low line drive kick. He'll get some run out of it. It's picked up at the 35-yard line. 29-yard punt and nowhere to go on the return. So, I don't think we've even had a punt return yet. Everything has been short or kicked out of bounds or fair caught. And Fillmore Central will get their second-best starting field position. They did have an interception in Minden territory earlier that set up a missed 50-yard field goal. 4:38 to go first half, 0-0 when we come to the halftime break. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the stats. We'll look at scores from around the area and a whole lot more here on Classic Hits. Four wideouts again. Send the man in motion on the jet sweep. Now they hand it up the middle, and penalty flags come down up to the 45-yard line. It's a 5-yard gain if it stands for Bernard, the fullback. But it's not going to stand. It's going to be a legal procedure called on Fillmore Central. That is just their first offensive penalty, second total penalty of the ball game. We've had a lot more flags than have actually been accepted. We had one that was a sideline warning. We've had two or three that have been declined. This one, of course, will be accepted as the first down and 15-yard situation coming up for Fillmore Central. And for a team that only has two first downs, they just absolutely can't afford the penalties. They have not had a big play in this football game. 6 yards, the 9-yard run, a 9-yard run by Montefort, unofficially their longest offensive play here of the first half. So, ball marked on the right hash, going from south to north, our right to left here for Fillmore Central. 0-0, two missed field goals by Minden. Now, all of them have been long, a 51-yarder and a 45-yarder, and a 50-yard missed field goal for Fillmore Central. Neither team has been in the red zone yet tonight. First and 15, again, jet sweep, fake the handoff, and the quarterback, Kleinschmidt, going to follow his fullback, Bernard, get hit by Quinn Rutt as he gets a gain of 4 up to the 39-yard line. And that will be the second true carry of the ball game for Kleinschmidt. He's been sacked twice in this football game. Call it second down and 11 to go at their own 39-yard line. Fillmore Central, even if they can't get into scoring range here, want to chew up a lot of clock so that Minden cannot get the ball either. Minden will get the ball to start the second half. On second and 11, rolling right is Kleinschmidt. Back across the middle. It is going to be complete at the 45. And at the 46, four Minden defenders will come in and make the tackle, led by Sinzel. Hauling that pass in for Fillmore Central was Graham, Dylan Graham. Thought that's who it was, just wanted to make sure. A gain of 7 on the play. It's going to be third down and 4 for Fillmore Central. They'll snap the ball with under 3 minutes to go here in the first half of a scoreless game. They'll put two backs in the backfield, split one right, one left. Out of that pistol, a timeout again called defensively here for Coach Shannon Lovin and the Minden Whippets. So each team with two timeouts remaining. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. 0-0, 3 minutes to go. First half, Minden Fillmore Central. We'll be right back.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Third down and four, and we are lining up, and a penalty flag comes down before anything out of the timeout. How's that even possible? Kids were walking up. Now, This is where my color man would say something to the effect of, really? Illegal equipment. The kid was walking up to the line of scrimmage, putting his mouthpiece in. That's a flag that should never be thrown. So 5-yard penalty there against Fillmore Central. It backs him up, makes it third down and 9. Hard to throw a flag when you haven't even blown the play ready to go out of a timeout. I don't know that flag should have been thrown. So Fillmore Central has 5 more yards to go here. Third down and 9. Again, out of that shotgun. With his running backs flanking him to either side is Kleinschmidt. Back to pass, 3-step drop. It's going to be a pump and go, and it is incomplete. I don't know how it threaded the needle there between Jonathan Miller and Nick Werner. Miller had his back to the quarterback, and then he just kind of tried to chicken wing him there. It would have been illegal in the pros for face guarding, but not in high school. And a little pump and go route, incomplete, and that is just one out of the last 6 through the air for Kleinschmidt here for Fillmore Central. And the 5th punt of the first half coming up for the Panthers. And Eichelberger takes the snap. Good one. Beautiful punt. He got all of that one. Backing up and taking it is going to be Werner at the 16, and he is dropped immediately. 44-yard high hang time punt there. By far the best one of the night. And Minden will have their worst starting field position with 2:44 to go here in a scoreless game of the first half. Back at their 16, maybe they'll mark it officially at the 17-yard line and give Werner 1 yard for falling forward. Well covered. You can't do it. That'll be the highlight of the first half maybe for Fillmore Central, and I'm not trying to make a joke there. I'm just saying that was that good of a special teams play. Great punt, great coverage. Now let's see if Minden can bust one here and mess it all up, and we're going to have illegal procedure. By the wide receiver out on the right wing, and that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Those are the ones that sting the most. Receivers, as they say, should never be false starting because all they're supposed to be doing is watching the football. But nonetheless, young men, they make a mistake from time to time, just like we all do. So a 5-yard penalty, the third of the ball game against Minden for 20 yards. Back about 5, make it 1st and 15 at their own 12-yard line. Quinn Rudd, again, the lone man of the backfield. He's been the only running back again tonight. Has done well, but just haven't been inside the red zone. Now they will hand it off to Rudd. Starts right, wants to reverse his field, and cuts back one too many times. He's dropped behind the line of scrimmage by Devin Thompson at the 9, and that is going to be a loss of 3 on the play. And now Minden has to be thinking about just letting that clock run and getting to the locker room because it's going to be 2nd down and 17. At their own 9, scoreless. You don't want to make a mistake here and just give points to Fillmore Central. Plus, the Whippets get the ball to start the second half. There is time to do something if they can get the first down. 3 wideouts again, but Levin's just going to hand it to Rutt. Stretch play left side. Good stiff arm to get to the corner. Lowers his shoulder, runs over a man for a hard 5 yards to the 14-yard line. 76 first-half yards on the ground unofficially here for Quinn Rutt. And that will bring up a 3rd down and 12 yards to go here. With 1:45 to go in the first half, he stayed in bounds, so the clock continues to run. Minden does have 2 timeouts as Nathan Payne checks into the ball game. Split out wide to the right, Choquette trips to the right side. No one to the left. They usually run some motion out of this. Lovin, though, is just going to take a 3-step drop, throw it out here for a sideline pattern, and it goes into the bench. That wouldn't have been a 1st down anyway. It would have been about 3 yards short, even had Choquette caught it. He would have just ran out of bounds with it. So it stops the clock here with 1:24 to go. And in this second quarter through the air, Minden's 1 of 6 for 5 yards. And this will be the 2nd punt of the ball game for the young sophomore in Alexis Cyprian. First one was a 29-yarder. 1:24 to go here, but Fillmore Central just awaits the punt at the Minden 45. They're almost in field goal position unless Cyprian gets a good one. That's a nice high punt. Driving him back, taken at midfield. That's going to be Graham. Comes to the right side, makes one man miss. 45 to the 40. Quinn Rutt makes the tackle at the 37-yard line. That is a 35-yard punt that time and a return of 13 yards. So Fillmore Central in business. Remember, they already attempted a 50-yard field goal, and they feel confident that their foreign exchange kicker, Tim Jarzombek from Germany, can get it that far. So a minute 11, they've got two timeouts. If they get one first down here, they'll have a chance, but they've only got two total in the game. They're going to line up in a power I formation. Kleinschmidt going to give it to his fullback up the middle. There's some running room for Menard. He's got the 20. He's got the 15. He's still on his feet at the 10. And finally brought down at the 9-yard line. The biggest play of the night. 27 yards as he just busts right up the middle. And Minden was not expecting that one. And Fillmore Central all of a sudden now has all day. First and goal at the 9, 1:02 to go before half. By far their biggest play here of the first half. Great run by Menard out of the fullback slot. And again, we've got whistles and another defensive timeout. All three of our timeouts have been on defense. So Minden will call the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance and Kearney. 1:02 to go first half. It's 0-0 Minden and Fillmore Central, but the Panthers have it first and goal at the 9 when we come back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Seen the Whippets a couple of times this week. Some good volleyball up at the gym on Tuesday. And tonight, high school football, parents' night here. And this is already the second home game for Minden. So they've only got two more left after tonight, the way the schedules are now. It's just eight games during the regular season. First and goal, Fillmore Central at the Minden 9. I formation, Kleinschmidt the quarterback, rolls to his right, has all day, into the corner of the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown. Into the hands of Kurt Karcher. And 6-0, Fillmore Central is on the board first. That was another well-run play by Fillmore Central. And the 9-yard touchdown pass comes with 56 seconds to go in the second quarter of play. Now line up to go for the extra point here. And Kleinschmidt did a great job there. They have to watch on those rollouts to make sure he doesn't run it. That time, there wasn't very much pressure. I think they were expecting a run the other way. And the extra point. The snap good. The hold good. The kick is drilled, and it is good. 57 seconds to go in the first half, and we've got our first score. Fillmore Central 7, Minden nothing. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. This will be the first time we've seen Fillmore Central kick it off tonight, but you have to figure that the young foreign exchange student, Tim Jarzombek, will get a good leg into this. But again, a whistle and timeout called on the kickoff by Fillmore Central. So see, maybe they only had 10 kids out there. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 57 seconds to go here in the first half. Fillmore Central has just scored on a 9-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Hunter Kleinschmidt to Kurt Karcher. All started on a nice punt return of about 13 yards as Minden was pinned back at their own 15, got it to the 37, a 26-yard run from Chandler Menard, the fullback, got it down to the 9 and on the very next play into the end zone. So Minden had really kind of controlled the first half, but they hadn't been able to finish. Two interceptions, two missed field goals. Then they finally had to punt it a couple of times. But there had been really zero offensive output. Fillmore Central had 23 yards of offense in the first quarter is all. And then they hit one big play, and they're ready to go and get into the end zone. Now we're ready to go and kick it off here again. See if Minden can get a good return. It's going to be a squib kick and taken by the up man at the 47-yard line. Minden surely was not expecting any type of an onside kick. But Mitch Muller, a big fella, he fielded it just like a shortstop and went to the ground. And now, I don't think that's exactly what Fillmore Central wanted. They just wanted a squib kick to get past the first line and use some time. But Minden's actually going to have the ball on their own 47-yard line. And they do have a timeout. Lovin can get the ball down the field. And I would think Minden's probably going to take a crack here. Four wide outs, Rutt right behind him. Maybe see what Quinn can get on a run. Nope, Lovin's going to drop back to pass. Throw underneath. That's Quinn Rutt out of the backfield. Makes the catch. Now he decides to go upfield after running vertically for a while. 50-45. Ball is stripped away. I'm not sure the officials even saw that. They're going to say that Rutt was down. I'd like to see that one on film. It's enough for the first down to the 41-yard line, but there is more laundry on the field, and it's way away from anything that could have happened on this play unless it was motion. And that's exactly what it is. They did not blow the play dead, but they call illegal procedure on Minden, and that wipes out what would have been a first down of about 13 yards. And Shannon Lovin wants an explanation. The problem is the flag was thrown on the other side of the field, so he's not going to get the explanation from the man that threw the flag. 46 seconds to go here. Now you've got two scenarios. Do you have Lovin just set back and chuck it three times, or do you hand it off to Quinn and head to the locker room? 46 seconds to go. Clock should be running here. And they'll take the snap. Lovin, throw it out here in the flat again and overthrows Quinn Rutt. And it'll be second down and 15. Stops the clock. About 6 seconds ran off the clock. They're just trying to get Quinn or any of their receivers out into space here. Haven't been a whole lot of intermediate routes. They've either been really short or they have tried the deep ball a couple of times, connected on it once. It's a little conservative, but again, at this stage of the football game, you don't want to make a mistake and go down two scores in the last minute here when the first score just came with 57 seconds to go in the half. Second down and 15, Lovin, three-step drop, under some pressure, rolls right, has some time, down the line of scrimmage, looking, and finally just has to throw it away. And throwing it away, almost a beautiful one-handed interception attempt there by Leighton Hopkins, who already has one of the picks. That's the way you do it. And we have got another penalty flag on the field. And it may be a late hit on the quarterback. Nope, illegal forward pass is going to be called. They're going to say that Lovin was beyond the line of scrimmage. Well, if he was, it was only by a half an inch. And again, your whole entire body has to be past the line of scrimmage. And sometimes that's hard to tell when he was on the Minden side and the sticks are on the other side. It doesn't matter. It's a loss of down. It's a 5-yard penalty. And it'll be third down and 15. Although I think they're calling it second. It should be third down. Illegal forward pass is loss of down. But they have not put that out there. They've kept it at second. And I think the Fillmore Central coaches are trying to yell out there. Now the referee comes in. It should be third down. There, they move the sticks. It's nice to know that we haven't totally lost our minds up here. So third down and about 18 yards to go here. as the last 2 minutes of this quarter have really drug on. Lovin, draw, rut, or excuse me, Senzel is back there. Not fooled. Senzel comes forward for a couple, and only the second running back in the ball game to touch the football. And now they don't have to snap the ball again. Fillmore Central, if they want, take a timeout and make a punt. Otherwise, Mindy can just let the half expire. And it looks like that's exactly what they're going to do. So the final few seconds run off the clock, and Fillmore Central here at Minden will go to the halftime locker room with a 7-0 lead, scoring when the 57-second mark of this second quarter on a 9-yard touchdown pass. Fillmore Central 7 and Minden nothing coming up. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll look at other scores from around the area and preview what's coming up this weekend in the Tri-Cities and on our network of stations with the Huskers and Hastings College football and all those things going on as well. We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to Cooper Field here at Minden, where it is halftime, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday night. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Fillmore Central 7 and Minden nothing. The Whippets had some opportunities, but could not finish them off. And it's hard to say how many opportunities because they haven't been in the red zone yet. They were moving the ball in between the 20s for the first quarter and a half, but a couple of picks and a couple of missed field goals, and they've got nothing on the scoreboard to show for it. Then you get one nice run by Fillmore Central when they had good field position, and they're able to capitalize right before halftime for a 7-0 lead. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the high school scores from around the area, and they are brought to you, as always, by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas you can carry out or they'll deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Most of the games are getting close to halftime, and let's take a look at what we have for you. Starting in Class A, it is Omaha Westside 21 and Grand Island 7, a battle of top 10 teams. That is in the second quarter. In Class B, it's Beatrice and York tied 6-6 in the third quarter. Alliance, just a 6-0 lead over Hastings. That game is at half. Scotts Bluff and Holdridge scoreless in the third quarter. Lexington leading Garing on the road 14-0 in the second quarter. McCook 20-7 over Northwest in the second quarter. In another top 10 battle in Class B, it's Aurora 12 and Seward 7. Platteview leads Mount Michael 14-0 also in the second quarter. C1 action, Pierce, after getting thumped last week, didn't like it, and they are all over Boys Town, 48-14 in the fourth. At the half on ESPN 1460, it's Kearney Catholic 18 and St. Paul nothing. Adams Central leading Wilbur Claytonia at the start of the third quarter 10-0. It is Ord 25, Central City nothing as they near half. Arlington and Lincoln Christian 12-12 at the half. 1-2 in C1. It's Boone Central 10, Norfolk Catholic nothing in the second quarter of play.
Gibbon and Ogallala were still scoreless in the second quarter. Gothenburg and Broken Bow scoreless in the second quarter. And Columbus SCOTUS is laying it on Grand Island Central Catholic 31-0 at halftime. That is a shocker. Lakeview is all over Sandy Creek 45-0 at the half. Cozad leads Mitchell at the half 34-0. Halftime over in Ravenna. Ravenna gave them all they wanted last year, a game that many people thought they had won, but a two-point conversion call didn't go their way. St. Cecilia leads at 14-0 over Ravenna at the half. In the third quarter, number two Sutton getting all they want from Centura. 8-0 is the score there. It is Donovan Trumbull 28, Blue Hills 6 as they approach the half on the breeze. 94.5 FM. Wood River leads Superior 21-0. That contest is in the second quarter of play. Moving to eight-man, it's Arapahoe leading Red Cloud at the half, 36-6. Exeter Milligan 44-0 over Cross County. They are at the half. Howells Dodge leads Randolph 8-0 in the second quarter. Shelton, an 8-0 lead over Harvard in the second quarter. Overton 34-0 over South Loop at the half. Take a look at some other games that we have for you in Class D. Let's move to D2. Giltner leading Hampton 30-0 in the second quarter, and Bertrand leading Axtell 28-0. That game is also in the second quarter. So there's a rundown of some of the scores we have from the area here on our Valentino's scoreboard. Here at Cooper Field at the half, it is Fillmore Central 7 and Minden 0. We will be back with a look at some first half stats and tell you what's going on this weekend right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on just an absolutely perfect night for high school football. It's so perfect that they're actually breaking out the jackets here tonight at Cooper Field and throughout the state of Nebraska. Coming off back-to-back Fridays where the temperatures were in the 90s at kickoff. Tonight, upper 60s at kickoff. 7-0, Fillmore Central leading the Minden Whippets. Tomorrow, high school football, not much, just one game in the state. High school volleyball, there's a few tournaments going on. Headlined by the Kearney Catholic invite at Cope Coliseum. It will be at 10 a.m., St. Cecilia taking on Ravenna, and Gibbon will play Aurora. Then at 11:15, Kearney Catholic will play Sutton, and Ord will take on Concordia. Five of the eight teams are state-rated coming in to this tournament. The championship is tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, so even if you want to watch the Husker game, a chance to go down and catch the championship, if nothing else, at Cope Coliseum tomorrow. There was some excellent high school volleyball action last night. The Minden Whippets, Fillmore Central, were both playing. Minden went down and won in five sets in Phillipsburg, Kansas. Grand Island Central Catholic dropped a 17-15 fifth set to Columbus SCOTUS, the most epic rivalry, I think, in the state. Hastings beat Kearney in five, 16-14. There were a ton of the duels that went five sets last night, and then there were a few triangulars that saw some incredible volleyball. Centura, Ord, and Wood River all went 1-1 over at Centura last night, with two of the three going the maximum sets, and everything was 25-22. There was a 31-29. There was a 29-27. So the volleyball in Central Nebraska continues to be excellent, and we hope to continue to bring it to you right here on Classic Hits, like we did this last Tuesday with Minden and Kearney Catholic playing along with Gibbon up here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Tomorrow, college football. As we said, Nebraska will be taking on UCLA, number 15, number 16, depending on which polls you look at. Pregame at 6 a.m. on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Kickoff at 11:05
also on ABC. Hastings College football team will be on the road at Concordia in Seward tomorrow night for the conference opener. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 on 1230 a.m. KHAS. So if you're a Hastings College fan, you can catch the Huskers and Hastings College tomorrow as the Broncos try to get off to a 2-0 start, just like Concordia does. Broncos have had some problems on the road at Seward the last few seasons. They'll try to get over the hump tomorrow night. And, of course, UNK played last night at Emporia State and fell in that ball game 34-21, but a much better effort than opening night against Washburn. And the Lopers made a valiant run there in the second half and had some more opportunities late in the ball game, but were stopped on fourth down and threw an interception, all in Emporia State territory. High school football action last night, as we said. We were at Seacrest Field in Lincoln as the Kearney Bearcats picked up their first win of the season, where most all of the scoring came in the last quarter and a half. It was 7-7 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter, and then Kearney High scored 24 in a row and beat Southwest 31-14. They get ready to host the defending state champions from Millard North at Foster Field next Friday night. Also last night, Lincoln Southeast beat Millard South 24-3. Norfolk over Fremont 42-17. Gross beat Schuyler 35-0. Ralston over Blair 26-7. Elkhorn South was a winner over Waverly 42-7. Hay Springs and Fall City Sacred Heart were other winners last night. We'll take a break and be back with more high school football. It's 7-0 Fillmore Central leading Minden right after this on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You are listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First off, for Fillmore Central, Chandler Menard has 4 carries for 35 yards. Trevor Adams has 2 carries for 4 yards. Colin Montefort has 3 carries for 12 yards. Dylan Graham, 1 carry, lost 2 yards on that one. And the quarterback, Hunter Kleinschmidt, 5 carries for 2 yards. That is 15 rushing attempts for Fillmore Central here in the first half of play. And as far as the total yards go, outside of that 127-yard run, not a whole lot. 47 and 4 give you 51 yards on the ground. Through the air, Kleinschmidt was completing some quick little short ones in the first quarter, but then really got away from that one. He has put the ball up 11 times here in the first half and has completed 6 of those, no interceptions and 1 touchdown. 14 and 16, 14 in the first quarter, 16 in the second quarter. That's 30 yards through the air, 51 on the ground, 81 yards of total offense for Fillmore Central, and I've got them for 4 first downs. They have not turned the ball over. They've been penalized that have been accepted 3 times for 15 yards. I believe Minden may have declined as many as 3 penalties to help them out. And 5 punts of the ball game here for Fillmore Central, averaging at right about 36 yards per punt. The only score, a 9-yard touchdown pass from Kleinschmidt to Karcher, and Fillmore Central up 7-0. We'll take a break and look at the first half numbers for Minden right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And we are back here at Cooper Field, 7-0 Fillmore Central leading Minden. Let's take a look at the first half stats for the Minden Whippets. It's either Jonas Levin throwing the football, or you have got Quinn Rutt running the football. And for Quinn, 14 carries, 76 yards. Brandon Sinsel had one carry for 3 yards. Jonas Levin was sacked twice for negative 15. So you have got 17 official rushing attempts. 79 positive, 15 backwards, so that's 64 yards on the ground. Throwing the football, Levin has put the ball in the air a total of 15 times. Problem is, according to my count, only 4 of those have been complete, 2 interceptions here in the first half. A total of 49 yards through the air, 64 on the ground, and that is 113 yards of total offense. 6 first downs for Minden. They have been penalized 5 times for 30 yards in the game, punting it twice for an average of 32 yards. The interceptions in the ball game, Kleinschmidt was able to pick it off after a tip pass. The second one was also tipped and was grabbed by Leighton Hopkin. We've had 3 missed field goals, a 50-yarder missed by Fillmore Central and Tim Jarzombek. It was just short. And then a 45-yarder missed wide to the left in the second quarter after a 51-yarder missed wide as well by Minden's kicker, the sophomore Alexis Ciprian, who had the leg, just didn't get it in between the uprights. And that's where we're at, folks, here at halftime. The score is 7-0 in favor of Fillmore Central. Minden will get the ball to start the second half of play. And again, first downs, just kind of comparing it here, 6-4. Minden has more. Yards rushing, 64-51 Minden. Passing, 49-30 Minden. Total, 113-81. A couple of more penalties on Minden. 2 more turnovers. And 5 punts for Fillmore Central to 2 for Minden. We'll get you ready for second half action here in just a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Third quarter is next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hi, this is Megan Anderson with the Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutrition Division. May is National Beef Month, and all of us at the Aurora Cooperative would like to thank our area farmers and ranchers for your business. Your dedication to providing consumers with safe, nutritious, and wholesome beef while protecting the environment is very commendable. Please stop by your nearest Aurora Cooperative location and inquire about our full line of cattle nutrition products as well as livestock supplies and equipment. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Again, we want to say thank you to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and the group here at Minden for their hospitality. Looking forward to some great football coming up next week as well. Kearney Catholic's got Ogallala. Shelton and Fullerton could be a big 8-man game. But right now, let's get to the second half here. Fillmore Central kicking it off from south to north. And Minden awaits the kick. Their one kick in the first half was a squibber. This one is going to be driven and is headed close to the out-of-bounds, but Rutt takes it in the corner at the 3, all the way to the right side, trying to go left to the 10 to the 15, cuts back against the grain, and he's brought right down at the 20-yard line. Rutt always trying to
take the long way around. And that time he started left, cut back right. He's cut back, I think, every time he's touched the ball tonight. As we welcome you back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on this week two, and for some, third week of the season or third game of the season here on Classic Hits 98.9. 11:52 to go, third quarter. We're just underway here in the second half. Minden football, loving out of the pistol, hands it to Rhett over the left side, and there's nowhere to go. He's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. Quinn, who had 76 yards in the first half of play. Let's see if we can continue to bring you some updates from area games, as there's some good ones tonight. Got quite a few scores, thanks to all the folks that are turning those in. Second down and 9 or 10. Rutt off the left side again. Bounces off one man, but not much there as he gets to the line of scrimmage and falls forward for a yard. It'll be third down and 9 yards to go here for Minden. It was a three and out to start the ball game for Fillmore Central, going the same way on the field, and they're going to try and return the favor here to Minden. Third down and a long 8. Sinsel's going to check out of the football game here. So they'll switch the tight ends up. That usually means that Holston checks in. Trips to the left side. Lovin out of that pistol again. With Rutt behind him, nobody to the right side, the wide side. Looking, throws across the middle of the football field, and on the ground, the ball is incomplete. Had that been caught, it would have been sitting down by Choquette. And it's fourth down, and if Minden's going to throw the ball, they've got to find a way to complete it. Lovin's a better quarterback than the stats he has right now. And it's not been very special. He has not completed more than one pass since the first quarter. That is, according to my number, 7 straight incompletions. Husker volleyball has taken the first 2 sets from Dayton, 25-20, 25-21 at the Emeritus Challenge. And now they're ready to punt the ball away from the 22. It's blocked. The ball is blocked, and it's loose, and it's rolling out of bounds inside the 10. And getting the block that time is going to be Chandler Menard. Chandler Menard comes in and blocks the punt on the opening possession of the second half, and the ball will be marked at the Minden 9-yard line with 10:29 to go in the first half. So a couple of nice plays on special teams is giving Fillmore Central an opportunity here. First down and goal at the 9. They threw it on their last first and goal. This time they're going to hand it off to the fullback, who gets to about the 6-yard line, Menard. Second down and goal. Minden really needs to find a way to make a stop here, the way the struggles have gone on offense. Try and make them kick a field goal here. Second down, goal. Ball just outside the 5. We're going to call it the 6-yard line. Out of the I formation. Quarterback Kleinschmidt under center. Calls the cadence. Man out wide to the left. They're going to hand it to the fullback again. And wide open up the middle for the touchdown is Trevor Adams. A 6-yard touchdown run for Adams. Just took 2 plays after the fumble recovery. And it is 13-0 in favor of Fillmore Central. This is somewhat similar to the Kearney game last night, where Southwest was moving the ball but wasn't scoring, and then Kearney made a couple of plays, and all of a sudden they were up 2 scores, and that's what you've got here as the extra point kick from Jarzombek is awaited. Low snap. They grab it, get it down, and the boot is away, and it is good. 9:51 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's Fillmore Central 14 and Minden nothing on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And Jar Zombek ready to kick it off as we welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Cooper Field in Minden. Kick is away, line drive kick. Rhett bounces it, knocks it down at the 7, picks it up, 10, 15, up the middle of the football field to the 20, and he'll be tripped up there to the 22-yard line. That'll be first down and 10 Minden, but Fillmore Central, for the first time tonight, has some pep in their step. They're jumping up and down. They're running back to the sidelines. They're running on the field, and Minden, obviously not near as much. They need something good to happen on offense. A lot of football game left. They've shown they can move the football. They just can't try and go crazy here with 9:45 to go in the third quarter, 14-0 Fillmore Central. Both the scores coming in the last 2.5 minutes of play. Lovin to Rutt, who runs right in the back of his own pulled lineman and goes backwards. Back to the 17-yard line at the 5-yard loss. The pulling guard was so deep in the backfield that Rutt just ran right into him, and then that just killed all the momentum, and by that time, Fillmore Central had infiltrated the backfield, and it's going to be second down and 15 back at the 17-yard line. Send twins out to the left side, and Choquette to the right. Ekstrom and Werner are out to the wide side of the field. Levin takes the snap. Rolls out, has some pressure. He wants to run it himself. Got a little room. Gets to the corner, 20, 25. Hops over a man. Out to the 30-yard line. Beautiful run by Jonas Lovin. He's still going to be short of the first down, but he's going to pick up about 13 on the play. And it'll be third and manageable at about 3. That's the first run that Lovin has had in this football game. And let's see if Minden can come away here with a first down, a much-needed first down by the Minden Whippets. They had 4 in the first quarter and have only had 2 since. Their opening drive here of the third quarter, 14-0 Fillmore Central, 8:58 to go. Trying to get Holston lined up here. They sent him right, then they moved him left. Now they've got him set to the right on 3rd and 3, right on the 30. Under center, fullback dive. That's going to be Sinzel, and he is going to blast forward right at the first down marker, and this is, again, probably one of those that's going to be required to bring the chains out depending on where they set it down. It looked like he was short, but they say no and give it to Minden. You just have to wait to see where the spot is, and Minden will get the first down. So Sinzel, just his second carry of the ball game. Call it good enough for a 3-yard gain, and we'll mark it at the Minden 33-yard line. First down and 10, Minden. Whippets take a little extra time, breaking the huddle. Everybody kind of looking at their arm pan. That means probably a play that they haven't run yet tonight. You've got Sinzel as the fullback in the I formation. Nope, just a simple run right up the middle to Quinn Rudd, who has to really put his hands around that football because the first man in the backfield got a hand on it, but he blasts across the 35 and out to the 40-yard line. Again, it's tough to bring Rudd down when he gets going forward. That's going to be a gain of 7, second down and 3. So after being knocked down behind the line of scrimmage a couple of times on this series, a nice 7-yard run by the senior running back, linebacker, Quinn Rutt. Again, they're putting Lovin under center. Again, they're handing it to Rutt. This time tries to get to the left side, does, into Fillmore Central territory, across the 50-yard line for another first down at the 49. 11 more for Quinn Rutt, and another Whippet first down. So good, strong running, trying to move Quinn around a little bit. It's not always run it over the left or always run it over the right or right up the middle. They've done a good job of letting Rutt go all over the place, and sometimes he immediately changes directions when he doesn't like what he sees. First and 10, just across midfield here for Minden, trailing 14-0 after Fillmore Central blocked a punt. Here's a fullback dive again off the left side and move the pile 5 more yards to the 44-yard line. Cloud of dust. Sinzel again. And so Minden, who only ran that play once in the first half, has already run it twice here on this drive. And it'll be second down. Call it 5 yards to go. Maybe 5.5. Ball squarely placed on the 45-yard line. Sinzel staying in there in the unbalanced eye. Sinzel's only lined up right behind the left guard. Now they go to Rutt, tries the counterplay, makes the first man miss, drags the second man, Menard, with him for a gain of about 3.5. He'll be just short of the first down. It'll be third and a solid yard. We'll give Rutt 4 yards on that one. As he approaches 100 yards rushing, he got over the 100-yard mark against Central Catholic, and he's going to get it again here tonight. 6:40 to go, third quarter, 14-0 Fillmore Central. Third down and all of a yard to go here. 11, longer count this time. Rutt off left side, has the first down and more. Gets to the outside, 35, and tripped up close to the 32-yard line. Maybe say his knee down went just a little bit before that, but nonetheless, it's another first down, and Minden's got themselves a drive started here. Started all the way back at their 22-yard line, and another gain of 8, and that's 102 yards now in the ball game for Quinn Rutt, with 6:20 and counting to go here in the third quarter of play. Again, want to thank Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and the crew for their hospitality, as always, here at Minden. They're keeping the same formation now, nothing crazy. Rutt, counter left side. That time he's tripped up, but still, when he gets tripped up, he tries to use one foot to leap in the air, and he gets a couple of yards out of a play that just didn't have anything there. They'll mark the ball on the 30-yard line. Minden kind of picking up the pace here a little bit, too. They're running in the play, and, of course, it's not hard to call the play. Rutt left, Rutt right, fullback up the middle. That's what they've been doing on this drive, trying to wear down that Fillmore Central defensive line with a long, long drive here. Second down and 8. Ball on the far hash. This time it's the fullback. Sinzel again off the left side, just moves the pile down to the 35. Just tough, strong running. There's nothing special about this. This would be Minden's old double wing. They're just not lined up in the wing. And it's going to be a gain of 5. It'll be third down and 3. And good enough, as long as Minden just keeps moving forward here. Fillmore Central up 14-0. A long, time-consuming drive, and Minden needs points at the end of this one in the form of a touchdown. 3rd and 3. Stretch play, Rutt trying to get right side, and he's going to slip down as he makes the cutback, and a penalty flag is going to come along with it. As he tried to crack it back, it looks like we've got a hold called on Minden. That's the one thing when you're making just 4, 3, 6, 2 at a time, and you don't bust off big plays, you cannot afford anything to send you backwards. And it'll be a holding penalty here, the first one of the second half. 6th penalty of the ball game against Minden. And Fillmore Central, I don't know what they're thinking about here. They will push them back. It would have been 4th and 3, and Minden definitely would have went for it. So now it'll be 3rd and 13. Ball at the 37-yard line. Need to make it to the 23. So 3rd and 14, we'll say, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 14-0, Fillmore Central. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Holstein, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now they'll go back to that pistol with 3 wideouts. Twins left, single right. That's Warner. Here comes the blitz up the middle. Levin's got to roll out of there. He's got some running room. Now he decides to throw it deep. Got a man. Choquette completed the 10, the 5, and he's brought down at the 2. First and goal, Jacob Choquette. Levin throws against his body with pressure on him, and that's going to be a 35-yard gain, the first completion of the second half and only the second since the first quarter. Big, big play. Levin finally had just enough time getting out of that pocket to fire a strike to Choquette, who had gotten behind the secondary. First and goal at the 2, 14-0 Fillmore Central, but for the first time tonight, Minden knocking on the door, trying to complete a 78-yard drive. Out of that power eye again, Lovin calls the Canes, turn, gives it to Rutt, off the left side, Quinn hurdles a man and gets into the end zone for a Minden touchdown. Quinn Rutt, 2-yard touchdown run, and the Whippets are on the board for the first time tonight. 4:26 to go in the third quarter of play. And now special teams becomes important. Both teams very confident in the kickers that they have. Haven't been a problem on the 2 extra points for Fillmore Central. And I want to thank all the folks buzzing in their scores here. Thanks, Seth. Extra point now. Snap good. Placement good. The kick is away. And that's kicked across the parking lot. And it is between the pipes. And it is good for the place kicker in Cyprian. With 4:26 to go in the third quarter of play. Fillmore Central 14, Minden 7 on Classic Hits.
Hi, this is Megan Anderson with the Aurora Cooperative Animal Nutrition Division. May is National Beef Month, and all of us at the Aurora Cooperative would like to thank our area farmers and ranchers for your business. Your dedication to providing consumers with safe, nutritious, and wholesome beef while protecting the environment is very commendable. Please stop by your nearest Aurora Cooperative location and inquire about our full line of cattle nutrition products as well as livestock supplies and equipment. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school football action here on Classic Hits. Minden's on the board. Fillmore Central leads at 14-7. A 15-play, 78-yard drive that took up 5.5 minutes, capped by Quinn Rutt's 2-yard touchdown run. Now Cyprian to boot it away. Nice, high, deep kick. It'll be returnable at the 5-yard line. Up the middle of the field to the 10, to the 15. And the tackle made by Holston at the 19-yard line. And not a whole lot on the return that time for the Fillmore Central Panthers as Xavier Bridges was on the kick return. New name on the program getting into the ball game. Bridges took that deep one. And so as they have had most of the game, Fillmore Central not great field position. But when they have had field position the couple of times, they took advantage of it. They lead it 14-7. They go back to the I formation. Kleinschmidt, now the quarterback. He'll turn. Hand it to his fullback off the left side, and Adams not going to have a whole lot there. Or did it? Wasn't Menard? They're fighting in the pile like the ball came loose, but that's not the case. And it looks like it was Menard to carry the football. Gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8 to go. Ball just across the 20-yard line here. 4 minutes to go in quarter number 3, and we've got ourselves a ball game once again. Score updates for you coming on the way. Omaha West Side taking care of Grand Island 31-7 and A. Kleinschmidt rolls right, wants to throw down the sideline. The ball is caught at the 33-yard line and maybe a late shove out of bounds, although I don't see a penalty flag. That would be a gain of 13 to Kurt Karcher, who made the touchdown reception right before halftime. And it will be enough to move the chains here for Fillmore Central. 13-yard play will leave them just short of the 30 at the 29-yard line, bringing some new personnel into the ball game. And as we said, not a lack of kids that they're playing over at Fillmore Central. Out of the I formation, Kleinschmidt, same play, rolls right now, setting up a backside screen, and it's complete. Block on the outside will spring him to the 40, and out to the 45-yard line is Lowski, the tight end. And that'll be a gain of 12 yards and enough to move the chains again. That was a great play call there by Coach Comenda and his staff. They've been rolling right, rolling right, rolling right, and this time they roll right and look back against the grain, and it was wide open for a nice run that time by Lowski. So right after Minden gets on the board, Fillmore Central comes out and says, we're going to keep our offense generated here. Split out to the right side will be Dylan Graham. I formation near hash towards the Minden sideline. Fullback off the right side. That time it is Trevor Adams. And he'll crash forward for a couple, but they're blowing the play dead. Looks like we might have a flag right where the tackle was made. And it's holding on Fillmore Central. And that will be their first penalty of the second half. Let's take a look at some scores brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. It is Lincoln East 28, North Platte nothing. That game is near halftime. McCook all over Northwest in the fourth quarter, 41-13. Scottsbluff leads Holdridge 10-0 in the fourth. York trails Beatrice in the third, 14-12. Aurora leads Seward 18-7 in the third quarter. Alliance still a 6-0 lead over Hastings in the third quarter. Lexington 20, Garing 7. Last report we had on that game at halftime. A final, Pierce beats Boys Town 48-14 in C1. Here it's first down and 20. Hand off to the second man through. Over the right side, carrying the football. Is that Loski at I-back this time? If so, that'd be different. Let's double-check that. No, instead it's going to be Montefort. Montefort carries it for a short gain up to the 38-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 3. His fourth carry of the game for 15 yards. And we've got an official timeout here. Some equipment problems on the Minden sideline. Muller's going to have to check out. That's a big boy they're sending over there. Bendix will come in, though, and take his place. So pretty equal switch of talent there. Both starters on the offensive line. Second down and 17. Now out of the shotgun formation will be Kleinschmidt. Takes the snap, three-step drop, looks left, now rolls right under pressure, throws deep, and it is incomplete. Trying to get it down the field for wide receiver Xavier Bridges. Well covered there by Jacob Choquette. Choquette, probably something they'll look out on film there that they look at. He didn't really have to try and get in front there. He had that play covered the whole time. Shelton 24, Harvard 2 in the third quarter of play. More scores coming up at our next convenient break, but it's third down and 17 here for Fillmore Central at their own 38-yard line, leading 14-7. Jet sweep, fake it, quarterback draw, Kleinschmidt, nowhere to go. Minden didn't bite on that one at all. And into the ball game just a moment ago was big fella number 60, Hendricks, and Keith makes the sack. Going to be a loss on the play of maybe only a yard, but it brings up fourth down and long, fourth and 18, and the sixth punt of the ball game for Lance Eichelberger, who's been getting better at each punt so far tonight. Here's the snap, floats back to him, plenty of time, no rush, boots it away, and it'll be fielded at the 25-yard line by Choquette, starts right, now goes left, and really nowhere to go out to the 30-yard line, 37-yard punt, and a 5-yard return, and Minden gets the ball back with 1:33 to go in the third quarter. Fillmore Central 14 and Minden 7 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Other games, Ogallala 21, given 6 in the third quarter. Gothenburg and Broken Bow were still scoreless in the third. Boone Central 16, Norfolk Catholic 14 in the third. Here it is 14-7, as we just told you, Fillmore Central. Minden scored on their last possession, hand it to Rudd off the right side. Not a lot of running room that time. Tried it between right guard and tackle, and he'll squeeze maybe a yard out of that carry. Again, the wind, not much of a factor, but it will be at the back of Minden in case they need a field goal in the fourth quarter. It's only about 5 to maybe 8 miles an hour in the major gusts that we've seen here. On just a perfect football night in Nebraska. Second down and 9 at their own 31. Minden staying in that off-balanced eye with twins. One white, one left. Back to pass, Lovin. Wants to throw deep down the middle for Choquette, but overthrows him. Good coverage by Schmidt, but Choquette was behind him. Most of these deep balls have to be perfect. Fillmore Central's had good play in the secondary. Coach Commanda told us that in the pregame interview. But if they do ever connect on one of these, it's going to be a bomb. 35-yarder set up the touchdown run for Quinn Rudd on the last drive. Now it's third down and 9. Same formation. Base set here. Fake the handoff. Lovin rolls to his right, looking deep. Now throws underneath to his tight end. Sintel's got it for the first down. 40-43. And he's thrown out of bounds at the 44-yard line. A gain of 13. They tried that play so many times, either to the tight end or the running back, or once in a while flare a wideout, but they sent Ekstrom deep, and they drug underneath with Sinzel, and he got the reception for the first down. That is the sixth of the quarter here for Minden in 12th of the game. Ball is at the 45-yard line. Lovin hands off Rutt left side.
Got a little running room as he gets back up to the middle. 50, 45, 40-yard line, and he's finally brought down at the 40-yard line of Fillmore Central. 15 more for Quinn Rutt. And there you go. You make just a couple of pass plays, and Rutt, the next thing you know, has some room. And all that enthusiasm that Fillmore Central had after blocking the punt on the opening possession of the third quarter and scoring has been tempered down, and now the momentum is back over to Minden. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Trying to get this thing tied up. First and 10 at the 40 of Fillmore Central. Levin runs into Rutt, hands it off to him. Now Quinn just running to try and find some place to go, and he makes something out of nothing again. Great three-yard run. Should have been tackled by two Fillmore Central defensive tackles in the backfield, and he still gets three on the play. And that will be the end of the third quarter of play here at Cooper Field in Minden. Your score, Fillmore Central 14, Minden 7, but the Whippets are on the march inside the 40-yard line when we start the fourth quarter right after this.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
We head to the fourth quarter of play, and after a very non-eventful first quarter and three-fourths of the second, this game has gotten a lot more exciting. The teams are moving the ball a little bit more, and it's 14-7 Fillmore Central, 7-0 at half. The only score of the first half came with 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. Then Fillmore Central blocked the punt on Minden's first possession. They're up 14-0, but Minden scores on a two-yard Rutt run, and now they're at it again. Fullback dive up the middle for minimal gain here to the 35-yard line. Sinzel is going to pick up two. 14-7 your score. It'll be third down and five at the 35-yard line. So you're in two-down territory here. And again, earlier they were long field goals, but there were a couple of misses. Minden missed a 45 and a 51-yarder. Fillmore Central missed a 50-yarder. And these high school kids have the legs on them. Offset eye again. They give it to Rutt. Try the short side of the field. Has some blocking. 30, first down. 25, down to the 21. Tough running. Almost brought him down by his face mask as Bridges is in there with Hopkin. But another good, strong run from the 35 down to the 21-yard line. That is a gain of 14 and 137 yards now unofficially in this football game for Quinn Rutt. Split out wide to the right is going to be Nathan Payne as they go I formation again, first and 10 at the 21. Fullback dive, and that time Fillmore Central is ready for it, but Sinzel is just so strong that he pushes that pile forward before he is finally brought down by Devin Thompson. It's 3.5 hard yards as they are utilizing Sinzel a lot more here in the second half. Another long drive underway here for Minden. Second and 7 at the 17-yard line, we'll say. Rutt in the backfield. They'll hand it to him off the right side. Gets a nice block. Turns the corner. 15-10. And he's going to get himself down to the 6-yard line. A gain of 10. First and goal. Quinn Rutt. And give credit for a great block to Alex Nielsen out there on the right tackle position as he's able to hold his block. Right guard, I guess I should say, and allow Rutt to get to the corner. First and goal at the 6. 14-7, Minden trails, trying to tie this baby up. Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits. Again, that I formation. Rutt tries the right side, follows his blockers, gets to the 2, gets to the 1, and they're going to say he is down at the 1-yard line. Second and goal.
at the one. And Rut We Trust, if they're Minden Whippet fans right now. And again, Payne comes in, Ekstrom comes out. Cannot expect anything fancy here. Sinzel and Rudd have both been able to pick you up positive yards on every carry here in the second half of play. Sinzel lines up right behind the right guard. Quarterback sneak. Well, Lovin didn't get a clean exchange, but he's got it now, and he's into the end zone for a Minden touchdown. Jonas Lovin kind of had to double-clutch grab for the ball from his center that time. Luckily, nobody shot through there from the guard position, defensive tackle position of the defensive line, or they might have knocked that ball loose. Nonetheless, touchdown run for Lovin, and we're an extra point away from a tie football game. And here comes Alexis Cyprian to attempt the game-tying PAT. Snap good, hold good, kick very high, and the kick is good. 9:30 to go in this football game. We're knotted up at Cooper Field. Minden 14, Fillmore Central 14, here on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
...14-14 here at Cooper Field in Minden. The game of the night in the state. Boone Central has scored again, 22-14 over Norfolk Catholic. They are in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 32, St. Paul nothing. That's in the third quarter of play. It is Hastings St. Cecilia now up 28-6 over Ravenna in the fourth. Donovan Trumbull all over Blue Hill, 34-6 in the fourth. And the kick is away, taken at the 7-yard line by Fillmore Central. A lot of room, 10. 15, 20, 25, up to the 30 before finally being tripped up is Bridges. And a nice kick return there for Fillmore Central. So we're all knotted up. 9:15 to go in the football game. 9:11 to go in the football game. 14-14 the score. And Minden has scored the last 14 points. First down and 10, though, for Fillmore Central, who's moved the ball a little bit, but just not been able to take a long drive down the field. Out of the shotgun formation, the quarterback, Kleinschmidt, back to pass. Pump fake, wanted to go deep, nothing there. Now he's under pressure, throws it downfield, and the ball is knocked out of the hands of Donovan by Choquette. That ball was caught by Lance Donovan, but before he could get his feet down on the sidelines, which was a great catch, he was worried about getting his feet in. Choquette, while he was in the air, just knocked it out of his hands. That would have been about a 25-yard gain or 20-yard gain, and it's incomplete. So great defense there, knocking the ball out. Choquette, 14-14, 9:03 to go. Split out wide to the left is going to be Graham, staying in that shotgun flanked by his running backs. Back to pass again. Blitz is up. They try to set up a little screen. The pass is caught but out of bounds, they say. Very close, trying to get it out to Karcher, who had the first touchdown reception of the game. And it'll be third down and 10 to go. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, powered by Platte River Preps, with Merritt Lawson, Tyson Hebronic, Stacy Johns, and the entire crew back at the Classic Hits and 1230 KHAS studio. Scores from around the state, updates and recaps of our radio games, interviews, and more. Third down and 10 now at their own 29-yard line. Kleinschmidt back to pass again. Pump fake, throws out here into the flat, and the ball is in and out of the hands of Schmidt,
And on the coverage that time for Minden is Jonathan Miller, trying to get it out to Graham, not Schmidt, Graham. Three straight incomplete passes, and it's a quick turnover here for Fillmore Central as they get ready to pump the ball away. And Lance Eichelberger just needs to continue to hit the ball as he has the last four times. The first two a little shaky, but after that he's averaged 40 yards a punt. First and fourth down and 10. Good snap, takes his time. This will be short, but it's very high, and it's going to bounce in Fillmore Central territory. Then that second hop takes it about 3 yards to the 50. It's only a 21-yard punt that time, and Minden has all the momentum now. They even get a really good break on the kick. It was so high that nobody was going to be able to catch it, but they didn't get the bounce you would have hoped for. It came down and just kind of bounced straight up in the air and then trickled 3 yards to midfield. So the first 14 points of the game came between the 1 minute left in the second quarter and 10 minutes left in the third quarter mark for Fillmore Central. Got both theirs, and Minden has got the last 14. And we've got a defensive timeout as Minden comes up to the football here. It is our first timeout of the second half, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 8:41 to go in the game. Minden and Fillmore Central tied at 14.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Out of the timeout, it'll be first down and 10 Minden, right at midfield, 14-14. Hand it to Rudd off the left side. He'll get to the 45, to the 44-yard line. A 6-yard gain for Quinn Rudd, and right now that's about the average for the 185-pound senior back. He looks a little more like a fullback. He runs like an I-back. He plays like a halfback, and so they just call him a running back and plays just as well on the defensive side of the ball at linebacker. Holston is the tight end to the left side. They'll send Payne out to the right, I formation. They'll hand it to the fullback that time, and that time they're on Sinzel. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. So no gain that time for Brendan Sinzel. And it will be third down and about 4 yards to go. The ball's just across the 35. The marker's just short of the 40, so we'll call it third and four here for Minden with the clock running, 7:40 to go in our ball game at a 14-14 tie. Now that I formation again. Lovin hands it to Rutt. He avoids the blitz on the right side just to get to the line of scrimmage. And Fillmore Central sent a man through on the right side that time in Montefort. And Rutt just got down underneath him, but all he could do was get back to the line of scrimmage. So good job that time by the Panthers to not allow Minden to get the first down. What are they going to do? Fourth down and a solid four. They're lining up to go for it here. Now they're going to drop back to punt with Cyprian. Thought maybe they're going to try and line up and draw them off sides. They're going to send a couple of wideouts out here to make Fillmore Central think that they might fake it. But they snap it to Alex, and he does boot it away. And kind of off the side of his foot, that's not going to be a very good punt. Let's see where the official tells him. That should be way back here by the 20. That official giving him a pretty good spot. Need to keep on coming. And they'll spot it at the 20, a 23-yard punt, and that was probably pretty generous right there. So Fillmore Central will start first and 10 at their own 20. 6:46 to go in the football game, 14-14. Fillmore Central has two timeouts remaining, and Minden has three.
Again, Fillmore Central scoring basically on special teams. A good punt return set up a nice run in the first half, and then a blocked punt to start the third quarter. Kleinschmidt wants to throw, comes back out from under center. There's a little hook pattern. That's caught at the 25, breaking a tackle right to the first down marker into the hands of his man, Lance Donovan. And Rutt, a little slow to get up there as he drug him down. And they will mark it on the 30-yard line, and that'll be enough for a Fillmore Central first down. Don't forget, at the end of the football game, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats before sending it back to the studio for our Friday night scoreboard show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Gibbon. First and 10. They'll go to the fullback this time, and he's got room. 45, 50, rumbling down the football field. Adams into Minden territory at the 43-yard line. That is a gain of 23 for Trevor Adams. His biggest carry of the night, just a simple fullback trap, and that gets Fillmore Central back in business and the Panther fans making a little noise along the far sideline. 14-14 your score. 6-10 and counting here to go in the fourth quarter. And Fillmore Central, the drive started at their 20. They've moved it to the 43-yard line of Minden. Minden faking the blitz. They send him in the pistol formation. Man in motion, jet sweep, no. They'll throw it out here to the wing, and it's incomplete. And all over it anyway was going to be Ekstrom, and now Minden tracks it down, thinking it might have been a backwards pass, but the officials were all over that. It went right through the hands of Colin Montefiore. And it'll be second down and 10. So still, every once in a while here, you see a play that Fillmore Central hadn't run early in the game. Fillmore Central's run way more variety of plays today, even though the set look may not be any different than Minden. They've run a lot more different plays. Again, Minden showing blitz. They'll hand it off over the left side, and the ball is going to be popped into the hands there of Montefiore, and he's going to go straight down. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. That ball looked like it was up around his shoulder pad, and he had to worry more about controlling the ball than getting yards. And it's third down and 10. 5.5 to go. Clock continuing to run here at Cooper Field. Big game. There's some teams that are rated on the schedule. You don't have to be a genius to know that both of these teams aren't going to go 7-1 this year. So a win here is going to go a long way for one of these teams as Kleinschmidt rolls right back across the grain, and it's in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, just a little bit behind Dylan Graham. He would have been short of the first down, but it would have been fourth and about 3 instead of 4th and 10, which is what the Panthers are facing right now. He just sat down right there in the middle of that zone, and it looks like Fillmore Central is going to line up to punt it. Both teams would have had a chance to go for it from around their 40 of the opposition, but have decided to punt the ball away. Ball spotted at the 43. Here comes a little pressure, and the kick is away, and that one's headed towards the sideline as well. Not going to be that deep, but it's inside the 20, it looks like. And we've got a penalty flag back where the punt occurred. And it looks like we're going to have roughing the kicker on Minden. Minden gets through and roughs the big punter, Lance Eichelberger, a 200-pound senior. And so instead of Minden getting the ball about their 18-yard line, they're going to keep it on Fillmore Central's sideline, a personal foul, 15-yard penalty. And that will be the 7th penalty of the ball game on Minden. Unless they're just calling it a 5-yard. I didn't know that you could do that in high school ball. I'd have to check my rule book again. That's the first roughing I've seen this year. If they're not going to get a first down out of the deal, then Fillmore Central may just say, we punted it and it's inside the 20. That's good enough. Let's see what our white hat tells us. Okay, no, now they're going to mark it off. Give them the penalty. And they still call it just a 5-yard penalty and keep it fourth down. Okay, all right. So they will punt it again. Kind of taking a chance here. I'm a little surprised by this. High snap, and the kick is away by Kleinschmidt. He's trying to pin him even deeper. Fair catch called for, and it is caught there by Choquette. It works. It's at the 10-yard line, so it's a 28-yard punt, and they gained about 8 yards more of field position on that from the Fillmore Central side of things. So 5:08 to go in the ball game, and Minden is all the way backed up on their own 10-yard line in a 14-14 contest. Let's see what Coach Lovin and his offensive staff draw up here. First down and 10 for the Whippets. Under center is Lovin. Turns, hands it off to Rutt, trying to get to the outside. Has a little room, 15-20. Can't quite make the corner. Karcher got there to save him from taking the corner and going all the way, but it's enough for a first down and to get him out of way from their own goal line across the 25 to the 26-yard line. That is a gain of 16 for the Minden Whippets, and another first down. And for Minden, unofficially, I've got them as 17 first downs now to 9 for Fillmore Central. 14 all, clock reads exactly 5 minutes as Rutt was ran out of bounds. Ball at their own 27. Lovin, three-step drop, wants to pass. Fly pattern, it's underthrown, but Choquette comes back and makes the catch at the 50. And then the ball popped out of his hands. It's fumbled into the air and it's being returned by Montefiore. 45-40, and Fillmore Central has it. What a tough break for the Minden Whippets, and a big break for Fillmore Central. Fumble recovery by Montefiore as making the tackle after coming back on the underthrown ball with Choquette. And you can't really say anybody did anything bad there. Choquette made a great break back just to get the ball. Then he turned to come upfield, and the man that was beat was coming at him, and it was just bam, bam. That ball popped up in the air. Montefiore just happened to be right there, and he returns it to the 40-yard line with 4:46 to go in the ball game. Third turnover for Minden. Out of the I formation, they'll give it to the fullback, Adams. He follows his interior line to the 35-yard line. And a game of 5 for Trevor Adams. And again, remember, both teams have a kicker that they're not afraid to trot out there for a 50-yard field goal attempt because they've already both done it. Didn't connect. Fillmore Central missed on a 50-yarder. Minden missed on a 51-yarder in the first half of play. It is second down and about 5 yards to go at the 35 of Minden. Stay out of that base eye. And it's going to be a fullback dive again, and this time nowhere to go for Adams. They tried to fake the option and make the linebackers look into the backfield, but you know what? The linebackers didn't have to worry about it. The defensive line made the tackle there, led by Muller. No gain on the play. Maybe even a half-yard loss that time for Adams. And it's going to be third down and 6 yards to go. Third down, 6 yards to go for Fillmore Central at the 36. It's going to be a quick little slant pass, and the ball is tipped, and it is going to be called incomplete. Getting his hand on that pass is Jonas Lovin. He knew it was coming, snuck up on that line, and knocked the ball down, and Fillmore Central now has a decision to make. They're at the 36-yard line. It would be a 53-yard field goal into the wind. They cannot do that. And I think they're going to send the punting unit out there. They were just trying to get a little bit of yardage there. One first down brings the field goal unit into play. But now it will be Eichelberger to punt the football for the ninth time tonight. So for the moment, Minden survives that turnover. Snap to Eichelberger. Not much of a rush. He's trying for the coffin corner kick, extremely high, beautiful kick, bounces at the 7, and that's where it's going to go out of bounds. That's a 29-yard punt, but it's out at the 7, and this game virtually looks like we're going to head to overtime here. Minden does have all their timeouts. They were backed up at the 10-yard line before fumbling it at midfield on the last possession, but you have to figure that if Minden's going to get something going here, Quinn Rutt's going to have to bust a big run. You do not want to make a mistake inside your own red zone here. Lovin comes under center. Rutt the lone setback at the 7-yard line. And Lovin gets it to Quinn. He's trying to stretch it to the right, and he is going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage all the way back at the 3-yard line
by a host of Fillmore Central black and white jerseys. Montefort was the first one back there. Looks like also Berkey was in on the tackle. And that's going to be a loss of 5 yards on the play. So it'll be second and 15. And Minden can't really run enough clock here to not keep it away from Fillmore Central. They'll turn and give it to Rutt. He's got a hole off the left side. Look out. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And he's pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. The tackle is made by Leighton Hopkins. Just a simple run off left tackle. Goes from the 2 all the way out to the 40-yard line. And we said that's what would have to happen. And Quinn Rutt, you tack him on 37 yards. 37-yard run gets him over 201 yards now. And Minden comes up over the football, and it's a whole new series. 2:38 to go in the game. We're tied at 14. Hand it to Rutt again. Again off the left side. Again gets the block. 45, 50, and another first down into Fillmore Central territory at the 48-yard line. 13 more for Quinn Rutt. And now Minden has all of their timeouts remaining in a 14-14 game with 2:31 to go. It was second and 15 at their own 2, and two plays later, I guess. They're in Fillmore Central territory at the 47-yard line. 2:15 to go. They're staying out of that base formation. They actually now put Sinzel in the backfield as the fullback. And they'll give it to Rutt. This time he tries the right side. Fillmore Central's there to make the tackle after just a couple of yards on the carry. Lowski in there on the tackle. But over 200 yards now. And a great job by that line. Give credit to the guys on the left side of the line here, too. The last couple of big plays for Minden have run off that left side of the line over here. Muller is over here. And also over here is Nielsen. Second down and 8. Lovin hands it to Rutt, trying to stretch it to the right side. Gets the corner. 40, has the first down. Brought down at the 37-yard line. And a gain of 8 on the play, maybe 9. And now they'll have to start managing the clock a little bit. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. 1:28 to go in the football game. Minden 14, Fillmore Central 14. On a drive that started at their own 7, Minden is now at the 37. Still not in field goal range. Loving out of that base side. They're going to blitz, hand it to Rutt. And he is going to be drunk down at the 34-yard line. That's dangerous right there. Fillmore Central is selling out to stop the run, but the way Rutt is going, all he has to do is get into that linebacker core, and there's nobody there because they all blitz, and then you get a big play for a touchdown. That time, though, a gain of 2, 1 minute to go. Minden still has all of their timeouts, with the clock continuing to run. Ball spotted at the 35, second down and 8. Lovin. Rutt again, hitting the backfield. Face mask might be coming down here. We might have a face mask as he gets a couple of yards, and we saw multiple flags come out. And if this is a face mask, that would put them in field goal range. Discussion whether it was a personal foul or not. Personal foul, face mask, 15 yards. That's a gut-wrencher for Fillmore Central. But the carry was down to the 33-yard line, which was a gain of 3. And then just the second penalty of the half against Fillmore Central will move it all the way down to the 18-yard line with 44 seconds remaining in a tie ball game. Alex Ciprian trying to warm up on the sidelines. Minden would like to make sure that they don't need him for anything but an extra point. First down and 10, Minden at the 18-yard line of the Panthers. Clock running, they'll snap it with 40 seconds. Lovin gives it to Rutt. Rutt stretches forward to the 15, and now Minden will call their first timeout. I don't think Minden's going to do anything too crazy here. They think Rutt, if they can get it to him 3 or 4 times, is going to be able to bust it off and get it into the end zone. 36 seconds remain in a 14-14 ball game. It will be second down and 7 at the Fillmore Central 15 for Minden. When we come back, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Coming up here on Classic Hits and 1230 KHAS, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, but this one's still in doubt. We are down to 36 seconds to go in the game. It is 2nd and 7, Minden at the Fillmore Central 15. We're all tied up at 14. Lovett under center. It's been the Quinn Rutt show. They give it to him again. Up the middle is Dragon Men with him to the 10. Dragon with him to the 5. Down to the 4. It's 1st and goal with 28 seconds to go. Again, Fillmore Central sent everybody, and Rutt just drung him with him. That's 11 more. 2:44 unofficially for Quinn Rutt. And now Minden's out of position with 2 timeouts. They can try to punch it in there on the ground, but they better hustle because the clock is now running, that the chains are set. And they're going to have to burn the timeout right here. Or did Fillmore Central maybe call it? Yeah. Ooh, big break because Minden wasn't ready to go at all. They wouldn't have got that ball snapped until there was under 15 seconds to go. But for Fillmore Central and Coach Commanda, he wanted to make sure his guys were ready to go and at least make Minden try a field goal. 22 seconds to go. 1st and goal at the 4 for Minden. We're tied at 14 here on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
1st and goal, Minden at the Fillmore Central 4. 26 seconds remain in this football game. Ball on the left hash. Again, Sinzel the fullback, Rutt the eye back. Levin sets him down. Hard count, and we're going to get offsides. They give it to Rutt. He's up the middle. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Minden. It won't matter. There was an offsides flag, and Quinn Rutt ran it right off his right guard for the touchdown. 22 seconds remaining, and Minden has their first lead of the night. Let's double-check the flag. Oh, no. They called procedure on Minden. Wow. Fillmore Central clearly jumped and take that touchdown off the board. And now it makes it a little bit tougher. Rutt can get you 4, 5, or 6, but he's going to need 2 runs now. So illegal procedure, I thought for sure that was offsides. So it's 1st and goal at the 10, Minden. 22 seconds to go. I formation. Here they come again. Hand it to Rutt. Left side. Gets a hole. 5, 3, 2. And he's brought down there. And Minden wants to call timeout with 14 seconds to go. They will have 1 timeout remaining. The ball is between the 1 and the 2 yard line on an 8-yard run from Quinn Rutt. That puts him at 252 unofficially. But a big run there to get that penalty yardage back. Minden will have 2 more cracks. It'll be 2nd down and goal just outside the 1. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Joe can take care of all of your insurance needs. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Couple of other scores, if we can get to those quickly here. It is Donovan Trumbull defeating Blue Hill tonight 34-12. And it was St. Cecilia over Ravenna 28-6 tonight. A couple of other scores to bring to you. Let's see if we can get that Norfolk Catholic update with Boone Central. 28-22, Boone still playing in the fourth quarter. It's still 14-14, Minden and Fillmore Central. 14 seconds to go. It is 2nd and goal for Minden just outside the 1. Should be no doubt where this goes. Sinzel the fullback, Rutt the eye back, Lovin with the cadence. Jonas, little extra call, takes it, gives it to Rutt. Penalty flags again. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. But the same official
that call procedure on the last play is calling it here. And the wide receiver, Spencer Choquette, trying to get an explanation. Who's moving? And so the official sees something. And if he's seeing the same thing over and over, usually the captain or the coach will ask for an explanation so it doesn't keep happening over and over. And it doesn't seem like Minden is getting an answer that they are happy about. And now the whistles blow. And a timeout called by Minden, and this is their final timeout. This changes things right here, folks, because now Minden can't afford to run the football and not get in because time will expire, and it looks like they've decided to heck with it. We're going to kick a field goal. The bad thing about this is the ball's on the left hash, and you've got a right-footed kicker. Your kickers like to be able to draw the ball, hook the ball, if they have to be on the hash. Of course, they'd like to be right in the middle. And Shannon Lovin's coming out, and the officials telling him that the wideout moved. And that's going to be tough for Coach Lovin to stomach. Why on a fullback dive would your wide receiver even flinch? And that's why Choquette was upset over here. Well, doesn't matter. It's going to come down to this. A field goal attempt from 23 yards with 11 seconds left. From young Alexis Cyprian, who hit two last week against Central Catholic. 14-14, the holder is Jonathan Miller. And here we go. The snap good, the placement good, the kick is away. The kick is no good. And from my vantage point, they say it was wide left. And a personal foul roughing the kicker is called on Fillmore Central. What a carnival here in the last 30 seconds. You've had about every call in the book here lately that you wouldn't imagine your young team, no matter who's out on the field, would make. And another chance here for Minden. That is a first down. It doesn't matter. 7 seconds with no timeouts. They're going to attempt another field goal. Now they're at the 20. And here, I think Minden could request the ball in the middle of the field off of a penalty. But they're going to keep it on that hash to the left side. Let's try it again. A 21-yard field goal, and now Fillmore Central calls a timeout. I was wondering why they didn't do that before the last kick. And that'll be the final timeout of the ball game, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're going to try that field goal one more time for the win when we come back.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show and the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. After Minden missed the field goal, they called roughing the kicker. They're going to get another chance. The ball spotted at the 4. And yeah, move that tee back. Don't get it blocked. It's a short kick. You can go back as far as you want. It's spotted on the 10. A 20-yard field goal for Cyprian. The snap good. The kick is away. And this one looks like it splits the uprights, and it does. 3 seconds to go. It's Minden 17 and Fillmore Central 14. After the roughing the kicker penalty, which came after two illegal procedures, wiped out two Quinrut touchdowns. 3 seconds to go in the game, and Minden's up 17-14. We'll kick it off when we come back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back. Fillmore Central now
up 14-0 early in the third, trail 17-14 with 3 seconds, and they're going to have to run the kickoff back. And you would have to expect that Alexis Cyprian will just squib this one. But Quinn Rett scored twice, both times wiped out by illegal procedures. So Minden said, to heck with it, we'll kick the field goal. It was missed. They called roughing the kicker. Second chance, they knock it down. Here's the kickoff. Minden Yates a tackle. This game will be over. It's a squib kick. It might be headed out of bounds, and it is. And now up to Coach Commanda. Does he have kind of a hook and ladder that he wants to run with his regular offense, or would he rather have Minden keep kicking it until they keep it in play? I think I'd make them kick it. If they keep kicking it out of bounds, maybe you get 15 yards of field position, and then you change your mind. As they are discussing it over here on the sidelines, what they want them to do. And it looks like they are just going to take the ball at the 35-yard line. So here's the final play of the football game, barring another phantom penalty. 3 seconds to go, 17-14 Minden. The quarterback is Kleinschmidt as they get ready for the miracle play here. Kleinschmidt, 4 wideouts, trots back to his right, looking, throws it as far as he can down the field. The ball is going to be tipped and incomplete, and that's your ball game, trying to get it to Leighton Hopkin and broke up by Choquette. This football game is over. After being shut down in the first half, Minden scores 17 points in the second half. And the final score of the Minden Whippets, 17. And the Fillmore Central Panthers, 14. A game that I'm sure both coaches hope that they could win here tonight. And we'll take a break. Be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And this one did turn out to be a lot more exciting at the end than it was for the first two quarters of this football game. And we'll give you the details of the Misco Sports postgame show, keeping you geared up for the games for years. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Their storefront in Ord or making the stops at all the schools throughout the state of Nebraska. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Minden 17 and Fillmore Central 14. Here's a recap of how the scoring went down in this game, and some of it that didn't. The first quarter saw a couple of turnovers by Minden, interceptions early in the game. Each team had a chance at long, long field goals as a 50-yard field goal was missed by Fillmore Central, and their foreign exchange kicker, Tim Jarzombek. Then a 51-yard field goal attempt by Cyprian was wide left. We were scoreless at the end of the first quarter. Minden missed another 45-yarder in the second quarter. Then just punting it back and forth, a couple of missed field goals by Minden, then a couple of turnovers in the football game. Fillmore Central on a punt return got it down to the Minden 37 with 1:02 to go, and then a 27-yard run, which by far was the biggest play of the first half for Fillmore Central from Chandler Menard, got it down to the 9-yard line, and with 56 seconds to go on the half, quarterback Hunter Kleinschmidt hit Kurt Karcher on a 9-yard touchdown pass, and that took us to halftime with a score of 7-0. And that's where we were to open the third quarter. Minden got the ball, but was 3 and out, and the ball was blocked by Chandler Menard on the punt. Took over at the Minden 9-yard line. 2 plays later, Trevor Adams took it in from 6 yards out, and with 9:51 to go in the third quarter, it was looking very good for Fillmore Central. They were up 14-0. But Minden took the ensuing kickoff, marched it right down the field, and did it on the ground. 15 plays, 78 yards. It took 5.5 minutes, and Quinn Rutt capped it off with a 2-yard touchdown run that was kept alive on a 35-yard pass from Levin to show Kett to set up first and goal. Cyprian made the kick, 14-7, 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Then on their very next possession, another long drive capped off by a 1-yard quarterback sneak from Jonas Levin. 9.5 to go, and we were tied at 14-14. Both teams had their opportunities from there on out. Minden was back at their own 7-10-yard line, two different possessions, and they marched it out to the 50. The ball slid out of the hands of Jacob Choquette after making a great catch. The fumble was returned 10 yards that time by Bonifort, but 3 and out, forced to punt the football, and then forcing second down at their own 2-yard line. Minden got it in gear. Quinn Rutt busted off a big-time 38-yard run over the left side that wiped out second and 15 and set up first and 10 at their own 40. That was eventually all the way down there, scoring twice, Quinn Rutt, but both times on the goal-to-go situations, an illegal procedure call went against Minden. So they decided, after marching the football 90 yards down the field, to just send in Cyprian for a field goal attempt of 23 yards, and it was on the left hash. They said he pulled it and missed it wide left, but there was another flag. Fillmore Central was called for roughing the kicker. That gave Minden another chance from 20 yards, and that time right down the middle. And with 3 seconds to go, it was 17-14 Minden on the final play of the game, an incomplete pass for Fillmore Central, and the Panthers are now 0-2. Minden is 1-1. The final stats are next here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a quick rundown of the final stats that we had in the ball game for Fillmore Central. Chandler Menard had 6 carries for 40 yards. Trevor Adams had 6 carries, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Colin Montefiore had 5 carries for 15 yards in the football game. Dylan Graham carried it once for -2, and Hunter Kleinschmidt, 6 carries, 1 yard. He was sacked 3 times in this football game. 24 rushing attempts, 91 yards for Fillmore Central. Through the air, Kleinschmidt was 6 of 11 for 30 yards and a touchdown in the first half, 3 of 10 for 35 yards in the second half, 9 of 21, no interceptions, 1 touchdown for 65 yards through the air, 91 on the ground, just 156 total offense for Fillmore Central. 9 first downs in the football game, 6 penalties for 43 yards. They did punt the ball 9 times tonight. And after those first two, Lance Eichelberger hit a couple deep, then pinned a Minden inside the 15 on a couple of occasions, averaged right around 36 yards per punt. We'll look at the final numbers for Minden right after this.
Mobile Bank Call is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank Call from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank Call allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank Call is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Nobody bother Quinn Rutt tomorrow. He's going to be busy sleeping. The young man carried the load tonight as the offense basically went to Rutt to carry it on almost every offensive snap of the second half. If I've got this down right, 28 carries in the second half for Quinn Rutt. The rest of the team, you had Sinzel carry it six times, Jonas Levin twice, and they threw the ball five times. So 7, 6, that's 13 plays that went to the rest of the team and 28 that went to Quinn Rutt. 42 carries, 252 yards in the football game and a touchdown tonight for Quinn Rutt. Brandon Sinzel, 7 carries, 21 yards. Jonas Levin, 4 carries, negative 1 yard. He was sacked twice and he did have the quarterback sneak for a touchdown. 50 rushing attempts for the Whippets, 272 yards through the air. Levin, 4 of 15 with 2 picks in the first half for 49 yards. 3 of 5 with no picks and no touchdowns for 71 yards in the second half. So Levin in the ball game was 7 of 20. Last week he was 6 of 20. He had 2 picks just like last week. Throws for 120 yards through the air, 272 on the ground, 392 of total offense, 23 first downs unofficially tonight for Minden. They did have 9 penalties for 55 yards, missed 2 field goals, had 3 turnovers in the football game, punted it 3 times for an average of 29 yards in the ball game. But it all came down to the next to last play of the game. Alexis Cyprian on a second opportunity nails a 20-yard field goal, and Minden comes from 14 down to the second half to win it by a score of 17-14. All the scores are coming up next with Tyson Hvranek, Merritt Lawson, producer Stacy Johns back at the studio with the CPI Tire, CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show powered by Platte River Preps. All the scores from around the area and the state, and it's all coming your way next. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits, and our wrap-up brought to you tonight by Buffalo County Farm Bureau, your high school sports wrap, brought to you by the friends at Farm Bureau. Did you know that they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy? Saves you money and gives you peace of mind knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of. Call today for a free quote. Again, the final score tonight, Minden 17, Fillmore Central 14. Thanks to Phil Hoyt and the great folks here at Minden and to all the fine sponsors as we brought you the Whippets and Panthers here tonight. More high school football next Friday night from around the area, and all the scores coming up next. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront in Ord. Misco, see them before the games begin. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us for high school football tonight. Again, the final, Minden 17, Fillmore Central 14. Good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Hi, this is Megan Anderson.